Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
A store near you.
Can the Big Ten overcome its east-west divide? 319-366-1600.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
Coming to you live for Big Ten Media Days.
Are there any further questions, Coach Ferentz?
The Big Ten now has the best coaches in college football.
I'm not going to argue the fact that the Big Ten is a pretty good conference.
Maybe the best.
If there are no further questions, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
And that is where we are. The Windy City, Chicago, the downtown Marriott. Big Ten Media Days in full swing. Day one of two. Kirk Ferentz set to join us coming up later on in the program. A special supersized edition of the show today. Feels a little strange being on at 3 o'clock. Scott and Mark yielding their hour to us as they do every year when we come to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. Alex and I have a fantastic show planned out for you today. Some of it's planned out. Some of it is going to be pulled together on the fly. That's the beauty of doing a show during Big Ten Media Days. Completely different location this year at the Chicago Marriott on Michigan Avenue. And we have pluses and minuses to the Radio Row location this year. Foot traffic is down a little bit. We're a little bit harder to get to as far as some of the guests go. We did catch up earlier today with former Bears head coach Dave Wanstead, now one of the talking heads for Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. You'll hear what Dave had to say about his relationship with Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. They grew up near each other in the state of Pennsylvania, coached against Kirk when he was at Pittsburgh. Most people remember that game at Heinz Field several years ago, as we'll hear from him coming up at 3:30. We also talked with friend of the program, Chuck Long, a Big Ten Network personality. We will most likely get to Chuck's discussion with us at some point today, hit on pretty much every team in the Big Ten West. He is a big fan of the Purdue Boilermakers this year, as are a lot of people. Half the Big Ten coaches spoke today. The other half will go tomorrow. No podium time today for Kirk Ferentz. This is not exactly breaking news, but there is a lot of love for Scott Frost here in Chicago, Alex. It is Scott Frost and Jim Harbaugh's world, and the rest of us are just living in it today.
Although, if you caught any of Jim Harbaugh's press conference today, he was asked some very pointed questions about heading in to his fourth year as the head coach for Michigan and snapbacked at a couple of reporters today. But, yes, Scott Frost is the new flavor in the Big Ten. And just like P.J. Fleck was last year, and Jeff Brohm really kind of flew under the radar last year at Big Ten Media Days. He's getting a little bit more attention, but the Nebraska trying to get back to national relevance, and Scott Frost is going to be the coach that's tasked with trying to do that. And I have been alerted by Rob Howe of Hawkeye Nation and KGYM that Scott Frost, during podium time, says that Nebraska is, quote, gunning for Iowa. That was said.
Well, they should start by gunning for a winning record and then worry. But there was a lot of talk about rivalries today with Scott Frost and Nebraska, and we'll see if perhaps we can get one of the Nebraska radio members here. Radio Row always dominated by folks from Nebraska, as a matter of fact. So here's the scene. I'm going to set the scene here. Our good friend Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, is here. He always does his radio show, and their sales department sent them with these magnetized helmets that Alex is looking at them right now. They seem to be, they float and they spin. It's not a,
it's witchcraft.
An optical illusion, witchcraft, sorcery. I don't know how you want to describe it. Unfortunately, they did not have an Iowa helmet. They have five or six, and they were going to leave them behind, and it was going to be whoever wanted to take them is going to take them. Well, unfortunately, one of the helmets that he has is a Nebraska helmet. And I'm very worried that violence is going to ensue between the at least half a dozen to, I mean, we've got about 8 Nebraska radio stations that are here. As usual, we are the only station from the state of Iowa broadcasting a show live from Radio Row, and as such, that has some benefits to it, including the fact that you're going to get to hear from Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz today. He is set to join us somewhere between 4 and 5 o'clock today. That's the last update that I got on.
What's the terminology for that? It's a fluid situation?
The situation with Kirk Ferentz is fluid today, and not quite the type of fluids that got one of his football players in trouble in downtown Iowa City over the weekend. We'll have more on that later up coming on the program. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com is going to be with us tonight at 5:30. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will stop by at 6 o'clock as well. We also caught up with a number of players earlier in the day. We may bring you some of the audio. Caron Higdon, a guy many Hawkeye fans will remember at one point in time, a verbal commitment to the University of Iowa, now playing his college football for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. He had some very interesting things to say about Iowa City West product Oliver Martin when we chatted with him earlier today. Purdue linebacker Marcus Bailey caught up with us as well. And then we also chatted Floyd of Rosedale with Rodney Smith, the running back for the University of Minnesota. Very excited. We will once again be chatting with Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck. I'm told he'll be joining us on the program tomorrow. So a lot of guests lined up over the next day and a half here at Big Ten Media Days. Jim Delaney kicked things off today, giving a sort of state of the conference discussion. And, Alex, I don't necessarily think that he needed to do the chest beating, the chest thumping that he did today. But Jim Delaney pointing out that the Big Ten was the only Power 5 conference. He calls it the A5, the Autonomous 5. A lot of people pointed that out today. The Big Ten was the only Power 5 conference to see an increase in attendance last year. The Big Ten went 7-1 against Power 5 teams in bowl games, and 5 of the 10 most viewed TV games last year in college football involved Big Ten teams or were Big Ten games. Needless to say, if this were a State of the Union address, Jim Delaney would have started off by saying the State of the Union is strong. That being said, what were a couple of the major discussion topics between coaches and the media at podium time today? This growing sense that there is an east-west divide, that there's too much power on the eastern side of things between Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, that this lack of balance, for lack of a better term, is not good for the Big Ten. We actually have a poll question for you today, KGYMradio.com, centered around that idea. Big thank you to Emil's Hideaway. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Should the Big Ten be concerned about the perceived imbalance between the East and the West? Yes or no? That topic came up today, and also the idea of expanding the playoffs, because who is the darling new voice here at Big Ten Media Days? It's Scott Frost, who took UCF to an undefeated season last year, not in the Power 5, claiming that mythical national championship. Scott Frost said he'd like to see an 8-team playoff where you start Big Ten, the Power 5 conferences having their championship games in early December as they do, and then sort of roll right into this expanded playoffs where you've got your Power 5 champions, so you've got 5 of the 8 spots filled by the champions of the Power 5, and then there would be 3 essentially at-large spots. It could go one of those at-large spots, or all of them in theory could go to Power 5 schools, or the at-large spots could go to a Central Florida. Or, for instance, let's just pick a team out of the blue that's expected by many to be very competitive this year, a Memphis, if you will. What do you think of the idea of expanding the play? Jim Harbaugh, by the way, and this should surprise absolutely no one, Harbaugh's in there yapping about going to 16 teams. I mean, you know, you expand the field.
Let's go 64.
Expand the field to 64, and Michigan probably has a chance here.
Maybe.
So what do you think about this idea of, with Scott Frost coming in and the ties to Central Florida last year, this is sort of, we see this every year at Big Ten Media Days. There's always one or two bigger topics that get tackled on day one, and it seems to be one of the things people want to talk about today, expanding the college football playoffs?
I think that it's something that probably will happen and probably needs to happen, because the way that UCF was perceived by the college football playoff last year, I think exposed the committee a little bit. And they were kind of in that teetering in that top 15 for weeks and weeks. And I think that the double standard was pretty much pointed out when UCF went on the road, beats Navy, doesn't move up. Notre Dame goes or beats Navy by 7 at home, moves up 2 spots in the ranking. So I think that if you have 8 teams, you don't necessarily need to say we need to have the group of 5 representative in the college football playoff. However, if one is deserving, if one finishes the season undefeated, then I feel like having 8 teams would make the college football playoff more apt to include that group of 5 team. And this is all for entertainment purposes in the long run. And I think a lot of people want to see what the group of 5 representative would look like against some of these better teams. We see it every year in that New Year's Six Bowl, but give that team a chance to win a national title. And I love the idea. I think that, yes, it would devalue a little bit of the regular season for some of these Power 5 teams. You might see a USC, for example, last year, back in after 2 losses, still get into the college football playoff. But I think the balance of how exciting the regular season is and how exciting that 8-team playoff would be kind of counteracts any negative that would be presented.
It's interesting that you brought up entertainment purposes, because something else that Jim Delaney hit on and some of the other coaches, including Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald, have discussed today is the looming specter of legalized sports gambling in the United States and what that could mean for college football. Jim Delaney and a number of the coaches talking openly about heading toward having to release injury reports. Jim Delaney says he thinks that would be a good idea. It's actually refreshing to hear this being discussed, at least from my vantage point at Big Ten Media Day, to hear this being discussed out in the open. You're not over in the corners, in the shadows, discussing things like gambling. It's all out there in the open. And Pat Fitzgerald, for his part, said, hey, I've done this before in the past. Some people have accused me of being too honest. Some people have accused me of being too deceitful. But they've been fairly open about players and their availability moving forward. It's one of the things I think we can certainly ask Kirk when he sits down with us again sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock tonight. As Alex said, the situation is very fluid. Now, let's set the scene for you here. It's 6 o'clock, Mark. It's not 6 o'clock yet. He's just coming by to steal our licorice.
He needs some licorice. We got Slim Jims and Tums, too, Mark.
Mark Morehouse. We left Wingman in the vehicle. Wingman was very popular last year.
He's a couple blocks away, unfortunately.
And I would have brought Wingman to hold all of our goodies here. Nobody treats our guests like KGYM. All of these other deadbeats in here, they're just doing their show and everything. And we're over here.
You're going to get us
exactly
in a fight.
But it's a little tighter surroundings this year. They, again, we're at a different hotel, and they've changed the setup on us. There are pluses and there are minuses to that. One of the minuses is there's not a whole lot of room for Wingman. So the licorice, the Slim Jims, we also added Tums to the lineup this year. We figured maybe in Chicago, a city of big appetites, a lot of guys going out and getting their deep dish pizza, things like that perhaps they would need some Tums. And for all of our friends who may possibly be diabetic or be watching their weight, they're sugar-free. They're melon berry. So come on by and get yourself some Tums at the KGYM table today. Kirk talks tomorrow. There's plenty to discuss with him. The Iowa depth chart was released today. There are not a ton of changes on it. There were some departures from the program that have been confirmed today. One of the names that sort of jumped out on the depth chart, Cole Banwart, for the first time listed among the starting offensive linemen going into camp. Here are the names that are no longer involved with the program. Spencer Williams, who's an offensive lineman, took to his Instagram account over the weekend. He discussed that health issues.
Cedar Falls product.
Yep, health issues are going to prevent him from continuing his career. A couple linebackers in Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland are no longer with the program. And then a couple running backs, Cam Harrell and Toks Akinrabadi. Akinrabadi was fairly well known that he had a medical issue. I'm still not comfortable. I don't think anybody has openly discussed what that medical issue was, but it was certainly something that was extremely serious and to the point where he was not most likely going to be able to continue his football career. He is officially no longer with the program, and neither is Cam Harrell. So a couple interesting departure notes, and then, as we mentioned, Brady Reif, the younger brother of Riley Reif, running into some problems with law enforcement in downtown Iowa City. You don't want to make light of this, but the details are out there, and I'm sure Kirk is going to have to address this tomorrow, and he'll address it with us tonight when he joins us. But the youngster thought he was getting into an Uber to go home, and it was actually an Iowa City police squad car. Ooh. That he was trying to get into. So on one hand, you look and say, hey, he was trying to be responsible. He was getting picked up by an Uber. He wasn't getting behind the wheel himself. And then on the other, you willingly tried to get into a police car when you were intoxicated. So he's facing public intoxication charges. Not exactly great timing from the standpoint of Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeye football program, but we'll have some fun with that later. Speaking of having some fun, I said I wanted to come to Chicago and have some fun and talk different things with all these guests, and then what have we done all day? We've just been football, football, football all day. I think it's something that's intoxicating about this setting where you get in here, and once you've got guys sitting in front of you, you just want to talk football with them. And so for the most part, that's what we're going to be doing over the next 7.5 hours. We've got 3.5 hours to go here on a Monday, and so if we'll do 4 hours again tomorrow between 3 and 7. Again, big thanks to Scott and Mark for stepping aside. There's just so much opportunity to bring people coverage from here in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about, and I think we're going to revisit the idea that the Big Ten has an issue with balance between the East and the West, because it's been a talking point today and it's going to come up again tomorrow given some of the coaches. You know, Paul Christ and Kirk Ferentz are both scheduled for podium time tomorrow. Both of those guys head up programs in the Big Ten West. So you know it's going to come up again. They tried this with, everybody remember the legends and the leaders, and we all laughed at it, and that was contrived divisions by the Big Ten to try to get competitive balance. And they did this long, broad study about teams' historical performances, and it was basically an excuse to have Michigan and Ohio State on two sides of the picket fence. And most folks in Eastern Iowa remember Iowa and Purdue got left at the end. They did not have the natural rivalry, so Iowa and Purdue became the protected rivalry under the legends and leaders settings. You knew what you were getting into if you were the Big Ten, going into East-West. Now, that being said, you'll hear Chuck Long later today when we caught up with him earlier. Chuck says, hey, guys, I don't get it, because a lot of people out there think Wisconsin is going to win the whole thing this year. And where is Wisconsin playing? Wisconsin's in the West. So you can talk about the strength of Ohio State and Penn State and Michigan State. And Chuck did have the idea of maybe you could flip Michigan State over into the West and perhaps replace an Illinois or a Purdue, somebody there, if you wanted to address the idea of balance. Certainly doesn't sound like that is a priority for Jim Delaney, nor is apparently naming a successor. We all know that Jim Delaney is going to retire eventually as the commissioner of the Big Ten. That was something that Mark Morehouse floated on his Twitter, and we'll get to him in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. But who replaces Jim Delaney when that day finally arrives, that he's no longer commissioner of the Big Ten? One of those stories that's not getting a whole lot of run or discussion yet to this point. So looking forward to talking with Kirk Ferentz coming up somewhere in the 4 o'clock hour. Again, we're sort of playing it by ear. We are in a couple minutes going to play you our interview from earlier today
with Dave Wanstead, the former Bears coach, who is now with Fox. Adam Rittenberg, Morehouse with us. We'll find a spot to slide the Chuck Long audio in as well. Karan Higdon, Dwayne Bailey, Rodney Smith, lots of players. And I expect to see some players coming through here in the late afternoon as well. Perhaps we'll be bringing some of them onto the air with us. And we have also been told around 5 o'clock that one of the three Iowa players who's here in Chicago could be making an appearance on Radio Row with us. Kirk brought Nate Stanley. We talked with Chuck Long about Nate Stanley and what that possibly means, bringing him and what it says about this team. Parker Hesse and Matt Nelson, the other two Hawkeye players, making the trip to Chicago along with their head coach. So possibly hearing from one of those three guys. Just to set the scene for everybody, you never know who you're going to see at Big Ten Media Day. We've got Brady Quinn, the former Notre Dame quarterback, standing probably about 25, 30 feet away from us doing a segment with the radio station from East Lansing. Former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder is here today. He's got a radio show based out of Florida, and they're up here as part of the promotional festivities for the Orange Bowl. Channing Crowder, Hawkeye fans may remember, led Florida in tackles in the 2004 Outback Bowl when Iowa and Fred Russell ran wild on the Gators that day. We'll see if maybe we can touch base with him over the next couple days. And I know what do you want to tell people, or do you want me to tell people about our BJ and Marion experience yesterday at the
we saw somebody who looked strikingly familiar. We thought it was BJ and Marion.
We came in early, went to the Cubs game yesterday, and we saw a guy on the train. First outside of Wrigley Field before the game, and then we wound up on the train with him afterwards, and we thought it was BJ and Marion. And that's just my segue to bringing BJ and Marion into the discussion, because we're hoping to have Doug of the Doug and Daddy Show on with us sometime between now and tomorrow night. Sometime in the next 7 hours of programming, we're hoping to have him bring us the Nebraska perspective this year and maybe get a little bit of insight into the Doug and Daddy program, just as a nod to some of our listeners. We've also got a great giveaway for you today. We've got tickets to the Boondock Festival. It's coming up sooner rather than later, September 7th. It's a Friday, the Friday before the Iowa-Iowa State game. I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Boondock Festival the night before the Iowa-Iowa State game. They have two stages, live music, Lee Bryce, one of the headliners, Tyler Farr, Eric Pasley, and Lee Bryce. VIP and general admission tickets available now at boondockfest.com, or you can be caller number 6 when it's time to give those tickets away. 3:26, I got to get used to saying that today and tomorrow. 3:26, normally we're hunkered down in our office right now doing last-minute preparations, and if you think there's any preparation that goes into my show, well, you don't know me all that well. 3:26, as we step aside and take a quick break, we'll come back and Kyle will get you up to speed on what's going on in the sports world. Iowa City, Regina playing at the state baseball tournament earlier today. The Colonels in action as well. That and more, and then we'll bring you our conversation with Dave Wanstead back after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important, and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
If you want to indulge this fantasy, that's your business. Don't make it mine.
3:30 as we come back to the Marriott in downtown Chicago. Day one of two Big Ten Media Days on the horizon. Great show for you, a supersized edition leading you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Dave Wanstead joining us in just a few minutes. We caught up with him earlier today. Chuck Long also with us, but the big get sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock. We do expect Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz to sit down with us and have a conversation about many things, including the updated depth chart that was released today. I think he's ready back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle is going to have a big board update for you.
It's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come a lot of information to catch you up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather five players from each division. Fant's one of only two pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Imani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, it'll be from left to right, Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwart for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions on the official roster. Running backs Tokes Akinrabadi and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussion concerns. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reef was arrested over the weekend for public intox. It's a simple misdemeanor, and there has not yet been any word on the discipline he may face. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium, and it was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250. That's down slightly from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2 of 3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They've still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 in the second half.
Regina, a big 6-1 winner today in the state baseball tournament, so congratulations going out to the Regals. State baseball taking place all weekend, or all week long at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. I'm getting my minor league baseball stadiums mixed up right now. I got sensory overload. There's too much going on. And Paul Keels has left that Nebraska helmet out here. I'm telling you, there is going to be a fight to the death for that thing before we leave here today. We have a great show for you. It is a supersized edition of the program. A lot to get to, a lot to unpack. We're going to take a further look at that depth chart that was released by Iowa today, get to some of the bigger stories going into the season. No better way to do that, though, than to talk with the head coach himself, Kirk Ferentz, with us inside the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to play it by ear up until then, but we've got Dave Wanstead. We caught up with the former Bears coach earlier today, now an analyst for Fox Sports, and we'll bring you that interview with Dave Wanstead when we return after this.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's is where pros find the hard-working tool brands they can rely on at the right price every day. Like Hitachi, the pro-preferred brand of pneumatic nailers. Come in today and you can save $40 on a Hitachi pneumatic roofing nailer. Now only $249. It's durable, lightweight, and easy to maneuver, making it a popular choice. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/29 while supplies last. See store for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
How's that Gatorade, Golic?
It's not Gatorade. Trey, it's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade.
And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not.
I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You gotta watch out for him. He's a good earner, but he's wild, takes too many chances.
Back on Radio Row, Big Ten Media Days, and we continue on. Day one of two here, joining us now, special guest. I think the first time we've ever had him on the program with us.
It is.
Dave Wanstead, a guy who knows a thing or two about football in the city of Chicago. Spent many years here as the head coach of the Bears, and also saw him in Iowa City while the game was on the road at Pitt when he was head coach of the University of Pittsburgh. But Dave now with Fox and the Big Ten Network, getting ready to summer's almost over. I see you sporting the Oakmont shirt. You probably have a couple more rounds of golf in you before you have to start boning up on all these teams.
Well, if you saw my golf game, I should be done. I should take a break and get ready for next year.
It's been a pretty interesting Big Ten Media Day so far. There's a lot of love for Scott Frost in Nebraska. Do you see that when you look around?
I do, and I think you have to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, look what he did. Obviously, he knows the culture at Nebraska. That goes without saying. And then everybody talks about, what he did at Central Florida, his record, yes. But I look at it closer now. Having coached at the University of Miami, everybody talks that there's talent in Florida. There is talent in Florida, but the thing that never gets talked about enough is developing that talent. And I think he's done a fantastic job of getting players and developing players. And now, 25 years ago, when the old Nebraska, you couldn't go to Florida and recruit kids because it was too far. Their families and coaches, they couldn't see them play. Not nowadays. If he can recruit, he can go into a kid's home and say, hey, you come to the Big Ten, you're going to play in stadiums, 100,000 people, and we got the Big Ten Network on TV, and we have every game, your family can see you play every week. I think he can become a little bit of a national recruiter.
And it's interesting because when you start in the Big Ten East, Urban Meyer in Ohio State has really elevated the recruiting footprint of pretty much everybody in the Big Ten, yet some of these programs in the East have pushed back a little bit. In the West, Wisconsin has really kind of pulled away at the very moment from the rest of the pack. Can Scott Frost sort of contend and bring that Nebraska program back to where they're stockpiling recruiting talent and competing every year in that division?
I think they can. And you know what? I've always believed that there's some programs, and let's use USC, when they were down because of probation, and it doesn't matter why they were down, but you look at the USCs, you look at Penn State's, I mean, these programs that have great history and great tradition, they come back fast. And Texas is going to do it now. Keep an eye on Texas. They made a little bit of headway last year with Tom Herman. I think they're going to be right back in that Big 12 championship conversation faster than people think. Nebraska, that's my point I'm getting to. Nebraska is that type of program with the tradition, the facilities, the history. So to answer your question, I think he can bring them back quicker than people think.
Dave Wanstead with us here, getting ready for the start of Big Ten football. I heard you talking with the guys from East Lansing earlier. You were talking about Paul Christ and Kirk Ferentz and the style of play.
I think that to some degree affects the Big Ten West. And maybe, you know, I mean, because they're not, it's not just the offense and defensive style, but I think their personalities, they're kind of business guys. They're not out there trying to, you know, do movies and get into Hollywood and, you know, in front of the camera. They just take care of business. They're serious about what they do. But I think just from a conversation around the country, they're not getting the same conversation as some of these schools where their coaches are out there promoting them. I mean, look at Minnesota. P.J. Fleck, that's all he does, right?
He just got – I think he was in 10, 15 minutes ago at the podium, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, you know, difference in programs, but who's winning games, you know?
How does that style of coach being put into the Big Ten West, whether it is P.J. Fleck or Jeff Brohm or now Scott Frost, kind of throw a wrench into the dynamic of that side of the conference?
Oh, I don't think it will, because you got to be careful. I think Paul Christ and Kirk Ferentz are smart guys. I mean, the minute you start doing too much stuff, you know, I used to always say keep the real thing the real thing. The real thing is winning football games. And you got to do some of this stuff to create a little notoriety to your program and bring some attention to your program. I think what P.J. Fleck was doing, boy, people were looking and saying, Minnesota, Minnesota. Well, now, eventually, though, you got to win games.
Well, it's going to be incumbent on him to do that in year number two up in the Twin Cities. Let's talk a little bit about Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. You've encountered him on the sidelines before, now dealing with him as a broadcaster. This is year number 20. For Kirk in Iowa City.
Unbelievable.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, Kirk and I are actually, well, I mean, our hometowns bump up to each other in Pittsburgh. And so I've known Kirk a long time. And he does a great job. I mean, people say, oh, you know their playbook, you know this. I love doing that. But you still got to do things better than they do it. And that's the old, that's the trick. I mean, people talk about setting a culture that you're going to do it the Iowa way. Or, you know, the New England Patriot way, they use those cliches. Well, I think Kirk Ferentz has set a foundation that this is what they're going to do, offense, defense, special teams, recruiting-wise, academic-wise, everything that goes with the program. And you either buy in, you like it, or you don't.
And it's interesting because kind of the reaction to some of the blue blood programs in college football, getting the best talent and running pro-style offenses and not having to do too much on defense, was the spread offense.
Right.
Yet Kirk Ferentz has stuck to pro-style offense throughout this entire – how does a program like that keep going in this day and age of running 100 plays a game, yet he sticks to what he does with 2- and 3-star recruits?
Well, you know what's going to be interesting? Scott Frost is going to answer that question for us, because Scott Frost wants to run the fastest offense in the country, more plays, up tempo. And my question that I want to get answered is, how is this defense going to hold up? You know, when you run the ball and you run the type of offense that Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan State, that they run, from a head coach's standpoint, that type of offense helps your quarterback. That type of offense helps your defense. So, you know, these guys aren't just doing it. You know, Kurt's just not doing it to do it. I mean, it's what's best for his football team. And that's the question that it will be interesting to see what happens at Nebraska. If they go upbeat offense, is their defense going to be good enough to hold up or not?
A lot of talk today about imbalance between the East and the West in the Big Ten. Is that an issue for the conference moving forward?
No, not at all. I mean, because, you know what, the minute you start moving teams back and forth, the other team gets – the team that you moved that was good becomes bad, and the team that, you know, you put in the other conference, they become dominant, and you say, God, why'd we do that? So I think it goes in cycles a little bit. It is what it is. And again, it goes back to what we just talked about. You know, because Kurt Ferentz and Paul Chryst don't, they're not out there beating their own drum and bringing attention to themselves, I think, you know, right now, if you ask the average fan, you ask somebody in California, hey, who's won more games, Michigan or Wisconsin or Michigan or Iowa over the past 5-6 years? They would probably say, oh, Michigan's won a lot more games just because of the notoriety, the publicity around Michigan, and the other guys don't. So I think that kind of diminishes or takes away from the conference a little bit being talked about, not from wins and losses.
I think to that point, Wisconsin may be one of the more underappreciated programs in college football. Have they reached that level of contention with some of the best programs in the East?
I believe they have. I mean, I think that and it may happen this year. You know, I'm not so sure if Hornibrook, the quarterback that's back for them, if they get good play out of Hornibrook, you know, they're going to have the best running back in the conference, I think, you know, and Taylor. It's going to be and you know they're going to be better. Last year, their defensive coordinator at Wisconsin was first-year guy, Leonard. So he's going to be better. I think they're going to be – they could become the team this year in a hurry.
Do you miss coaching?
I do. You know, but I've had chances to do it. But, you know, I've got 6 grandkids now here in Chicago, and I my wife, 40 years of it, I've been very blessed, you know, and I got a great deal with Fox, and this has worked out fantastic.
What do you like most about broadcasting?
You know what? Every game that we're going to have a national game, I always reach out to the coach that week. You know, so if it's Iowa was our national game, I talk to Kurt, and you know, we've done it. Hey, what's the state of the program? What message do you want me to get out there? What are you guys trying to get done? And the coaches will talk to me because they know I'm not out there trying to get anybody fired. I just want good information to put out there, and I can give them some good information to help their thing. So, I'm still interacting with players and coaches, not on the scale I did, but I get my fix for 6 months a year.
What do you make of where Jim Harbaugh is right now at Michigan? Still trying to, they think they might have their quarterback, but the last year, the way that the season ended, they really couldn't get anything going offensively. Is this a huge year for him?
I think it is. I think he needs to be better than third place in the East, you know. I mean, that's the reality of it, even though we all know reasons why. And, you know, I said this earlier to those guys, you know, everybody's talking about Michigan-Ohio State game. To me, the game of the year for Michigan is the Michigan State game. You know what I mean? They got to beat Michigan State. I mean, that would – we're going to find out real quick right out of the chute, you know, Notre Dame, obviously. So it's going to be exciting to see how they develop and how they respond to a little adversity whenever they hit it.
Did you have any inkling when he was with you in Chicago as the quarterback that he was going to get into coaching? Was he one of those players picked a coach's brain all the time?
Absolutely. I mean, he was a guy that knew every position and knew everything about it and wanted to know. I mean, Jim was a grinder, you know, with his dad being a coach, I think that did it. And the guys won. I mean, that's why I'm still confident that it's going to happen, because everywhere the guy's been, he's won. He's built programs at the University of San Diego, obviously Stanford, the 49ers. So the guy has a winning formula. It's just got to happen.
What is the bigger loss at Penn State, Joe Moorhead or Saquon Barkley?
Oh, boy. You know what? That's a tough one. I would like to think Barkley, you know what I mean? Because you got to have players to win games. I mean, Moorhead can call great plays, but if the guy can't make anybody miss and run through tackles, it doesn't matter. So I think for sure Barkley.
Dave Wanstead, we appreciate the chat here. See you this fall on Fox doing those big national games, and feel free, grab some licorice for the road there.
I may grab one of those nice looking,
we got the Tums here, too,
yes,
for the for dealing with all the media here on Media Row. Dave Wanstead, former Bears coach, Dolphins coach, and University of Pittsburgh. It's hard to believe it's been about a decade, right, since that game at Heinz Field. A long time ago, but... And now doing great work for Fox on the TV side of things. And You never know who you're going to run into. We saw Channing Crowder, the former Florida linebacker, is here on Radio Row. Hawkeye fans will remember him from the 2004 Outback Bowl. So a great chat with Dave. First time we've ever had him on the program with us here from Radio Row. And we'll be back with more from Big Ten Media Days after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Friday, July 27th, Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Fetty Wap.
Yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine.
Sean Kingston.
Beautiful girl.
And Mike Jones, live at the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Fetty Wap, Sean Kingston, and Mike Jones. Live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Friday, July 27th. Get your tickets now.
Heading west? Great. Get there nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport. If the mountains are calling your name, you want Frontier Airlines nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to Denver. Take advantage of Frontier's low fares done right and book now at flyfrontier.com. And if sunny LA is beckoning, you still have time to take advantage of Allegiant Air's nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to LAX, but only through August 11th. So book now at AllegiantAir.com. Go west from the Eastern Iowa Airport. More trip, less travel. Fly CID.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather,
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
So here's what happened while we were playing the Dave Wanstead interview, and thank you to all of the people who have reached out to us on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. Yes, not only was Dave Wanstead eating during the interview.
We really shot ourselves in the foot on that one.
What are you talking about?
We gave him the food. It was funny. It was.
He was either, and I'm trying to recall, eating a piece of licorice or he had one of the Lifesaver mints that we have on the table here. Not only was he eating, but thank you to our eagle-eared listeners, as Dave Wanstead talked about growing up and knowing Kirk Ferentz for years, he did on numerous occasions during that segment appear to refer to him as Kirk Ferentz. So Dave Wanstead
sure just wasn't the mint.
Dave Wanstead
was hindering his
finger on the
speech.
Pulse of the conference for which he does football games on Fox. And now that I say that, we probably will never have Dave Wanstead on the air with us again. This is also what happened during the last segment as we were playing back our conversation with Dave Wanstead earlier. Scott Frost entered Radio Row. And you can imagine, have you ever seen when there's cockroaches and they flip the light on and the roaches scatter? Sort of a reverse version of that, but Scott Frost, you would have thought that Jesus Christ himself had walked into Radio Row. I've never seen anything like it before. Harbaugh never stopped on Radio Row
I had to nudge
a couple
you
years ago.
To let you know he was entering the room.
Holy cow, you would have thought the President of the United States was here. I mean, I've never seen people react that way. He apparently had too many interview requests. He's already a big enough deal.
He got one from us.
He's already a big enough deal. Yeah, and Nebraska didn't even respond to us. So imagine what they did to their people. We didn't even get a response. He's already a big enough deal that he's not doing individual interviews, except he's talking to Channing Crowder right now and the guys from Florida. He's doing the national radio. He made the Nebraska guys scrum with him. And we may or may not have gotten into said scrum. And I thought you had gotten a picture of me next to the one and only Doug Duda. You got a picture of Doug and Scott Frost. You were excited about Scott Frost, and you didn't think, hey,
wait a second, maybe
Todd would like a photo here.
Todd, you want a photo with Scott Frost?
Do see Steve Rowe is in the room, and that means Kirk Ferentz is probably going to be heading our way shortly. We can get you an update on Kirk, but he is expected to join us sometime after 4 o'clock. So let's go ahead, and Kyle's going to bring you a big board update here real quick.
It's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come an awful lot of information to catch you up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather 5 players from each division. Fant's one of only 2 pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Amani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, it'll be from left to right, Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwart for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions on the official roster. Running backs Toka Kinrabadi and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussion concerns. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reef was arrested over the weekend for public intox. It's a simple misdemeanor, and there has not yet been any word on the discipline he may face. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium, and it was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250. That's down slightly from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2 of 3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They've still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 in the second half.
All right, we got an update from Iowa SID Steve Rowe. We're going to be talking with Kirk Ferentz around 4:15 to 4:20 today. He's going to bring him by. Kirk is meeting with the Iowa print and television reporters on the side today, and after he finishes up with that, he's going to be here with us at 4:20. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back and play a little audio, I believe, of Michigan running back Caron Higdon. And that should give us enough wiggle room that if Kirk is early, we're not going to be preempting him or keeping him too much. I would give you play-by-play of what's going on in the room right now. Here's all you need to know. I got a new favorite player on the Wisconsin Badgers, and that is T.J. Edwards.
Yeah, I figured as much.
T.J. Edwards is sitting across from us right now talking to the only station from Wisconsin that's in the building, and he's repping Wilson Contreras. He's got a Cubs jersey on right now. I don't know whether they're going to the Cubs game tonight or not. Cubs taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's Javi Baez bobblehead night at Wrigley Field. We were at Wrigley Field yesterday. Would you like to let everybody know how great your experience was at Wrigley Field yesterday?
It was pretty great. It was pretty great.
Except for the outcome of the game.
Well,
Alex
true.
Wasn't too happy with that. He found the bar. Alex found the bar right around the time Kyle Schwarber was hitting his home run, and then we never saw Alex again until it was time to get on the train and come home.
All I can tell you is there were free drinks involved, and when I hear free and drink in the same sentence, I tend to stay in that spot.
Granted, we've only got a minute here, but this is some sort of carryover from the KGYM bus trip in May, right?
We made a friend.
2 months ago.
Who works at Wrigley Field. That friend remembers us, and it's like we've been best friends for life.
Us, by the way, was just Alex. I was not involved in this. I was watching the game and taking in the view from our lovely seats. Obstructed view comes to mind.
Slightly obstructed, yes.
Slightly obstructed. You couldn't see anything other than
the low price of $90. You can sit right behind a beam.
Yeah, luckily they did have some TV screens so that I could see home plate.
Only a half second behind, too.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. 319-366-1600. It's our Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Boondock Festival tickets on the way for you sometime between. It's hard to believe. We got 3 hours to go. Our regular show is going to kick off with a bang coming up. This is like the bonus hour. It's in the books. It's behind us now. KGYM back with more after this.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories than of any national retailer. And now during DeWalt Days, they're up to 30% off. Save even more with your everyday 5% savings when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Stop by our Pro Desk for more details. So Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 8/8 while supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi right now. Receiver Josh Gordon announced via Twitter he won't be with the Browns when they open training camp Thursday, said he's doing great physically and mentally, emphasized his absence is part of his treatment plan. The NFL said he is not suspended. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting Gordon is seeking additional counseling before camp to deal with his mental health and anxiety. Gordon has played in just 10 games since 2014 due to multiple violations of the substance abuse policy. ESPN's Tim Hasselbeck.
I think the fact that, you know, he's able to be patient enough in the process and know that it isn't just about, oh, hey, be ready right now for the start of training camp. So many times it's easy for players to be kind of prisoners of the moment. And the reality is there's a much bigger picture, especially for someone like Josh.
Cardinals running back David Johnson ended his holdout and arrived at camp today. He'd skipped the mandatory minicamp and two OTA practices as he sought a contract extension. Baseball, Rays all-star left-hander Blake Snell with left shoulder fatigue has landed on the DL. An MRI on his shoulder showed no structural damage. His 2.27 ERA is the fourth best in all of baseball.
Hey, sports fans, the sun is shining, the temps are rising. Summer is officially here. So grab your friends, blast some tunes, and ignite those coals. Because weather like this waits for no one. Kingsford Charcoal, start something.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
NASCAR Cup Series action over the weekend from New Hampshire, and oh, what a finish. Kevin Harvick putting the bumper to Kyle Busch in the closing laps, moves the leader out of the way. Kevin Harvick goes to victory lane.
I knew I needed to take the opportunity as early as I could get it, because I knew that he was thinking late, and we needed to do it when he wasn't expecting it, because the more opportunities to get in his wheelhouse, in his thought process, the less chance that you have. He's that good. And, you know, if you wait till two or three to go, you know, the entries are going to get shallower. He's going to start grinding on the brakes a little bit harder. He's going to put himself in a position to not get hit, and he's going to go on defense and start to really get aggressive too.
It's his 43rd career win, third career at New Hampshire, sixth win of the season. He leads all the other drivers, and coming up one spot short of the win was Kyle Busch.
Probably deserved to be in, but my guys worked really, really hard all day long. The performance of our car just wasn't great from the onset of the weekend and throughout today's race as well too. Although we kept making it better, certainly Adam Stevens and the guys made some really good calls and some adjustments on getting us better and better and better throughout the day. And my pit crew being awesome, being able to put us in that position to have the last control of the last restart and to be able to lead for that many laps. It was just a matter of time though. Those SHR cars were really fast. It was just a matter of time before they'd get to me and get by me. But a little bumping and banging, Rubbin's racing, we go on next week.
TheFinalLap.com.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Bring the kids. We got entertainment for the whole family.
That we do, 405, live from the Marriott in downtown Chicago. It is day one and two. Big Ten Media Days coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz expected to be with us within the hour, sometime in the next 15 to 20 minutes here on Radio Row. Very popular. We've got Wisconsin's Dakota Dixon walking by, grabbing some licorice. The licorice has held out a lot longer than it did last year. We were running low on supplies by then. We've still got the Slim Jims, the Tums, and the Breath Mints as well. My guess is Kirk will not be eating on the air, as Dave Wanstead did earlier.
I thought it added character to the
A true radio professional would have canned that Wanstead interview and said, we can't have him chomping on something while he's on the air. No, air the whole thing in its entirety.
In fact, we preferred it that way.
Adam Rittenberg is going to be with us tonight at 5:30, ESPN.com's college football writer. He's no longer confined to just covering the Big Ten, so we'll talk college football in general with Adam. This idea that the college football playoffs need to expand was certainly a popular topic. Is Scott Frost still in the room, or have they ushered him?
Nope,
he's still here. He definitely draws a crowd. Kirk Ferentz will be able to walk into this room. I don't think he'll probably even turn a single head, would be my guess. And
see,
he's been Iowa's coach for 20 years.
I have to admit this. Every time I see Scott Frost, my stomach turns a little bit because it reminds me of that AAC championship game.
Well, you should go tell him that. Maybe it'll get him to sit down with us. And they didn't even return our emails or phone calls. Couldn't even acknowledge our existence. Kirk is going to be with us here in a little bit. But here's something we caught up earlier today with a familiar name to Iowa football fans. Caron Higdon, tough running back for the Michigan Wolverines, was committed to Iowa before flipping his commitment. Jim Harbaugh was hired in Ann Arbor. And we caught up with him for just a few minutes early this morning before things really got underway here and had an opportunity to ask him about Iowa West product Oliver Martin. You're going to want to hear what Caron had to say. We're going to play this interview and then possibly be joined by Kirk Ferentz shortly after it finishes up. We're playing things by ear here. But here's Michigan running back Caron Higdon from earlier today. Well, we got a familiar name here at Big Ten Media Days for fans of the Iowa Hawkeyes. He was almost a Hawkeye. Now he's a Michigan Wolverine. Caron Higdon, running back for the Wolverines. Thank you for taking the time to join us. How are things in Chicago?
Thank you, man. It's going great. This is my first time here in the Windy City, so I'm seeing a lot of different things and out of my element, but I'm loving it. It reminds me a lot of New York.
Let's revisit that real quick, because you were almost a Hawkeye.
Almost.
And then decided at the last minute, hey, Jim Harbaugh and Michigan, I want to be a part of this. Take me through that decision.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the most tough decisions I've ever made in my life. Really, you know, going into signing day, I for sure thought I was going to stick with Iowa, but when I thought about everything that was going on in my current life and, you know, where I wanted to be at the 40 years away from football, Michigan was definitely a better decision.
People talk about recruiting all the time. It's become somewhat of a something that people follow so closely. Just talk about how difficult it is to go through the process, to research all these schools, and then to make the decision where you want to spend the next 4 to 5 years of your life.
It is. It's an interesting process because you look at a lot of guys who get a lot of offers, and you're like, man, I want to be them. And then you get there, and you realize how stressful it is because you have to make one decision out of a variety of different decisions. So making that one decision and making the right decision, it can be very difficult and challenging, especially for a 17, 18-year-old.
What was it initially about Iowa that you liked? Do you have any memories of the recruiting visits and dealing with the coaching staff? What was it about Iowa City that originally had piqued your interest? Because you're a Florida kid, right?
I am. I love the people. The people there were freaking amazing. Completely blown away by them. The coaching staff, top-tier guys, and I built a great relationship with them. So it made it so hard. For me, I wasn't able really to enjoy signing day. I spent a lot of time, you know, really thinking about what I just did and having to make that difficult phone call and let them guys know. It was definitely one of the most challenging moments of my life.
So let's talk football. What's this going to be like with you and Chris Evans this year? Are there enough carries to go around in Ann Arbor?
I think there is.
All right.
I think there is. I think we've done a great job this all season, and we're prepared. We're ready to go into camp and get a start to the season.
A lot has been made about your offense, and you guys know that I guarantee you guys want to improve from last year. What has this offseason been like? We're trying to get everybody on the same page. So you have a new quarterback,
right,
trying to improve the offensive line, trying to take some pressure off the backs, and trying to get the passing game going as well.
Man, it's been challenging, but the coaching staff has done a great job of putting us in a position to make sure everything's simple, make sure guys are on the same page. We've been working together in team-led practices, building that chemistry, building that callus, and I think we're off to a great start.
All right. What can you tell us about Shea Patterson? I think he's one of the big question marks in the Big Ten coming in this year. You guys feel like you've got your quarterback now.
He's different. He's a guy that can keep plays alive. He's definitely a lot more vocal than some of the other guys. But it's going to be a challenge. He's bringing the A game out of a lot of the different candidates in that position group. So it's going to be something to see. I'm not sure who's going to come out on top right now. Right now they're all pretty much even. And it's going to be an interesting camp.
I know a lot of people talk about a team improving as the season goes along, but when you look at your schedule, you're kicking off with Notre Dame. What is it like knowing that you guys have to have your A game week one and just improve from there?
I think that's the best feeling ever. You have that challenge, and you know everybody in America is going to be watching that game because that's the start of the season. It's a premier game. And to be honest, I think for a lot of people, it's going to define who the Michigan Wolverines are in 2018.
Michigan running back Caron Higdon sitting down with us. We've got to ask you about a local product, Oliver Martin.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him?
Guy is crisp.
Are we going to see him on the field this year?
You definitely are. He has some sticky hands. He has some crisp routes, and he's definitely one of those guys where he reminds me a lot of Wes Welker.
When you look at your receiving core as a whole, how have they kind of stepped up, and what do you expect to see from them this year?
Those guys are elevating and making plays. Those guys are comfortable, and you see it. You see it in the way they run routes, the way they catch the ball, the way they compete to catch the ball. You see that the difference between last year and this year.
The other talking point is the offensive line. How big of a help is it when you're practicing against one of the best defensive lines in the country, one of the best defenses in general in the country?
It's tremendous because you're going against the best guys in the country. So when you're going against them, it's only make you that much better. And knowing the type of offseason that we've had this year, it's only going to propel them that much more forward, especially with the knowledge they've gained to prepare for the season.
Karan, just a couple more questions here before we let you go, and we love the fact you're sitting down with us here on Media Row, Radio Row at Big Ten Media Days. Three losses in a row last year to end the season. Do you guys still think about that, or have you officially turned the page to 2018?
You got
to
think about that.
Okay. Oh, great.
That's that taste that lingers in your mouth, and you can't wait to let it out first game of the season.
Last question. How often do you get asked about what it's like to play for Jim Harbaugh?
I think that's one of my most frequent questions. And to be honest with you, he's a unique guy. And he's a tremendous person and a tremendous coach to play for, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the suit here.
Yeah, you like this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, that's nice.
I think I can win the Best Dress Award.
That official or unofficial? Is there a true Best Dressed Award, or is it just sort of among you guys?
I think it's among us.
Okay.
But we can make it official.
We should. We should talk to somebody at some higher-ups at the Big Ten, because that's
see, radio,
just
it doesn't
natural.
Really work for radio to – how would you describe – I'm more interested in the jacket.
See, I don't know. You know, I want to come with a different feel. You see a lot of guys in plaid, and then you got guys that are just plain. I just want to bow, you know. When I walk into the room, you're like, bow. Everybody heads turning.
Well, I think he's accomplished that.
Well, I think you're going to turn some heads on the field this year, and I'm looking at the schedule, and luckily for the folks in Iowa City, you don't have to worry about running up against Karan and the Wolverines this year because they're not on Iowa's schedule. Karan, we appreciate you sitting down with us today. Thanks
guys,
a lot.
Man. Thank you guys.
That was Michigan running back Karan Higdon. We caught up with him earlier today. Things kind of ebb and flow at Big Ten Media Day, and things are very busy early in the morning, and then in the afternoon they slow to a trickle. And right now, after 4 o'clock, business has picked up on Radio Row. Nebraska AD Bill Moose making the rounds among the 6 or 8 radio and TV stations here from Nebraska. We had Scott Frost in the room earlier. I think he has now exited. He was not doing any individual one-on-one interviews. He, as they say, won the press conference today. He overshadowed Jim Delaney. He even managed, I think, to overshadow Jim Harbaugh, and that's really hard to do at this event, because when Jim Harbaugh is here, he's just such a weird, strange individual.
He had a strange day today.
He draws the television cameras and the microphones like a moth to a flame, and yet he's playing second fiddle, as is everybody here, to Scott Frost, sort of the man of the hour. He's got that new car scent, but also the feeling that maybe he can help elevate the Big Ten West and put it back. I don't know where this started, the East-West thing. I mean, it's not like you're breaking any new ground.
This is pretty much in every league that's ever been in existence, where that splits up into divisions.
I don't want to see them mess with the East and the West. Even if it's to just slide Michigan State over into the West, not necessarily because I think it makes life harder for Iowa or anybody else at that point, but this is what it is. It's East and West, and we knew going in that the price to pay for getting rid of legends and leaders, which was absolute complete bunk to begin with, was maybe there was going to be a little bit of imbalance. Wisconsin is still a great football program. Iowa, Nebraska, those programs have their moments. And I think when Iowa and Nebraska are strong along with Wisconsin, you've got three programs that you can probably put on equal footing with Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. Maybe it's the fact that there's an additional school there in the East, but not everybody, this idea that you have to have balance, I don't really think that it matters a whole lot. But that's our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Do you think the Big Ten should be concerned about the perception of imbalance? A big thank you to Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring the poll question.
We are talking about this in every single league that has ever existed. Should there be divisions in Major League Baseball? Should there be divisions in the NFL? Should there be divisions in the Big Ten? This is the only way, really, to make this league with 14 teams work. Because you could go back to the days where you're just going off conference record, there's no divisions, and the top two teams meet in the Big Ten championship game, very similar to what happens in the Big 12. But in the Big 12, every team plays every team. You cannot do that at this point. The legends and leaders didn't work, and the only really simple way to do this is by geography. I think that this is the best system for the Big Ten. There is never going to be a perfect way to divvy up the schedule with 14 teams in your league. But if you split it up geographically, that really seems like the only practical way to do this.
Here's what we're going to do. It's 4:17 right now. We were told to expect Kirk Ferentz around 4:15, 4:20. So we'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we will await the arrival of the Dean of Big Ten Coaches, Kirk Ferentz, set to embark on year number 20 in Iowa City. We'll ask a lot of football questions, and we'll ask a couple questions that will perhaps allow you to get to know Kirk a little bit better. I don't want to just stick to football with Kirk. No questions about the neighbors, though, I promise. 319-366. The text line was trying to create chaos last week as we were getting ready for our trip to Chicago. I will not allow it. 366-1600, by the way, is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Yes, it still reaches us here in the Windy City. 366-1600, Hertine and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. A quick timeout, and then it's back to the downtown Michigan Avenue Marriott and a chat with Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz on KGYM.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
To the weekend warriors, to the 8-to-5ers, to the clock punchers, or should we say, demolishers, to the movers, shakers, and big decision makers. Isn't it time to make your money work for you for a change? With Midwest One's Power Checking Account, it's easy to qualify for high interest rates and ATM refunds. Here's to empowered money management. Here's to power checking. Midwest One Bank, member FDIC.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Blink 182, return, live in concert. And that's about the time she walked away from me. U.S. Cellular Center, September 24th. With special guests, state champs. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Blink 182, performing all the hits. Check out Blink182.com.
Getting on top of the pile of moving toward a better life for you and your family starts by making better money. Working nights means your days are free, so no daycare costs. And if one of the kids needs you to take him to the doctor at 10 a.m., you don't have to take time off to do it, and you'll have excellent health insurance, too. That's what working at PMX can do for you. They're paying over $17 an hour, and they're hiring right now. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
I don't like your style, your politics, or your sense of humor. I don't like what you say or how you say it.
So there's nothing the folks in the media, myself included, like more than a free meal. And to set the scene for you at Big Ten Media Days earlier today, when people were picking up their credentials, there were a couple items on a table near the credential counter. One of them was a notepad from the Football Bowl Association, very popular among reporters. You're always looking for notepads.
I grabbed one.
The other appeared to just be a promotional vehicle, a promotional card for the Peach Bowl.
That's what it appeared to be.
It's what it appeared to be, and then there were stacks and stacks of them. No one was taking them, And then word quickly spread around that each one had a card in it for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. And once word spread around, those things disappeared. They were gone to the wind. Now, as I saw, Kirk has just walked past us here on Radio Row. We will be joined by Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz shortly, heading into his 20th season as head coach of the Hawkeyes. The Chick-fil-A sandwiches are gone. I mentioned Chick-fil-A. They are our friends, of course, and we will be out and about again Wednesday. Not we as in Alex and me, but Scott and Mark from the gym class are going to have another edition of Lunchbox Heroes on Wednesday, and they will be out and about at an area construction site in the corridor providing delicious Chick-fil-A as well as Poncheros and Domino's Pizza, bringing lunch to people who work to make the corridor such a great place to live. It's a great program. You want to learn more, you can visit our website, kgymradio.com. Half of the Big Ten coaches spoke today. We get the other half tomorrow at the podium. A very hectic couple days here for anybody who tries to do a sports talk radio show, because there is no way, no how, you could possibly hammer down every detail of all of the interviews, comings and goings. We're going to have Adam Rittenberg with us at 5:30 tonight. We'll talk general college football with Adam. Mark Morehouse at 6 o'clock. And then I think we're going to be able to play back our interview from earlier today with former Hawkeye quarterback Chuck Long. Chuck, a friend of the program, now doing great work on the Big Ten Network. You'll hear from him at 6:30 tonight. We've been told to expect an Iowa football player. I don't know which of the three football players that will be in the 5 o'clock hour. And Kirk Ferentz joining us relatively soon, according to Steve Rowe. The podium time today, day one, primarily belonging to Scott Frost of Nebraska. Pat Fitzgerald also spoke today, as did James Franklin, Jeff Brohm, P.J. Fleck, and Jim Harbaugh. So they bookended things. That obviously was by design. Scott Frost going first and then Jim Harbaugh last and everybody else in between. Pat Fitzgerald talked a little bit about Northwestern's new facilities. Jeff Brohm speaking about the decision to remain at Purdue. And the temptation, I believe, was there with the Tennessee job. Tennessee got desperate enough during its coaching search to try to lure Jeff Brohm away. But ultimately, he stays in West Lafayette. And I think that makes things very interesting for Kirk Ferentz and the rest of the Big Ten West, because if you had to say pick a dark horse team in the league this year, I think Purdue would be that off-the-radar team. Who else? Any other team come to mind not among the traditional powers? Purdue would be my choice. If you said what team could possibly be the biggest surprise, I would say Purdue. They took a big step forward last year under Jeff Brohm, and they can take a step forward again this year. I'm not quite sure for Minnesota. I think the goal there will be to getting back to a bowl game, and then everybody else is sort of along for the ride there in the Big Ten West. I see Wisconsin and Iowa at the top and Nebraska probably third, but Purdue and Nebraska sort of battling it out for that third spot.
Yeah, I think Purdue is really the only choice there. Maybe you could say that Scott Frost and what he was able to do at UCF and turn that program around from a zero-win team to a six-win team in year one, you will see clear improvement from Nebraska this season. But I think Purdue is going to be legitimately a good football team. And we'll chat with Marcus Bailey, one of the linebackers from Purdue, either today or tomorrow. But I watched that team last year, and they were so it looked like they were sleepwalking the entire Daryl Hazel era. And last year they were playing with a swagger, they were playing with a confidence, and they had one of the better defenses in the Big Ten. And Jeff Brohm is one of the best quarterback coaches in college football, going back to his days at Western Kentucky and then at Louisville prior to that, where he coached his brother. He develops quarterbacks. They have two good quarterbacks. That's going to be a fun team to watch.
So we're actually going to stay on schedule here, because it looks like from the reporting of Mark Morehouse and some of the other Iowa beat writers that Kirk Ferentz just started his time with them. And Kirk usually goes about 10 or 12 minutes with the Iowa media off to the side. So they've just started their segment with Jim Kirk confirming the departures that were reported earlier today by pretty much every media outlet that got its hands on the preseason media guide. Levi Paulson sounds like he's still working to come back from his injury. That's why Cole Banwart was listed ahead of him on the depth chart. And Brady Reif, we mentioned, getting into the Iowa City police cruiser in downtown Iowa City, thinking that it was his Uber ride home. That will go down as an all-timer. Brady Reif will be suspended one game for his public intox arrest last weekend. That according to Kirk Ferentz, who will be joining us shortly. Since we're on schedule, though, we can send things back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, and Kyle can bring you a big board update.
It's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come a lot of information to catch you up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather 5 players from each division. Fant's one of only 2 pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Amani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, it'll be from left to right, Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwart for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions on the official roster. Running backs Toksikin Rabani and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussion concerns. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reif was arrested over the weekend for public intox. It's a simple misdemeanor, and there has not been any word on the discipline that he may face. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium, and it was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250, and that's slightly down from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2 of 3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 at the half.
And I did say Brady Reif got the one-game suspension for the public intox. That was Kirk Ferentz a couple minutes ago. So go ahead and add that to future big board updates. Kirk is going to be joining us shortly. He's currently with Mark Morehouse and the Iowa beat writers. So we will go ahead and step aside for a sports center here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll have Kirk Ferentz live from the Marriott in downtown Chicago. Back with more after this.
This sports beat update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on the reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Every dang time you need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it, so now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment for tires or maintenance at LinderTire.com.
Right now, save $50 on a set of 4 Hankook tires. See Linder Tire's Facebook page for more discounts.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Right on their reputation for integrity and excellent service.
Fielder Justin Turner on the DL with a right groin strain. The newly acquired Manny Machado will play third while Turner's out. Until this season, Machado played almost exclusively at third in the majors. Receiver Josh Gordon will not be at the start of Browns training camp this week. Gordon said he's doing great mentally and physically, emphasizing his absence is part of his treatment plan. The NFL says he has not been suspended. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that Gordon, who's missed 43 of the last 48 games for Cleveland because of violations to the substance abuse policy, is seeking additional counseling before camp to deal with his mental health and anxiety. He should be commended for doing that, says ESPN's Lewis Riddick.
I like the self-awareness that he is showing right now, because many guys, I'm sure, wouldn't take this step. They wouldn't want to show, because they would perceive it as being weak, right? And they would know that there's going to be some people out there who are going to be skeptical, going, I don't buy it. Don't buy it for 1 minute. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is unfair.
Giants signing veteran linebacker Connor Barwin. He adds needed depth at the position, and quality gives New York a quality veteran presence.
Hey, sports fans, the sun is shining, the temps are rising. Summer is officially here. So grab your friends, blast some tunes, and ignite those coals. Because weather like this waits for no one. Kingsford Charcoal, start something.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You're number one. I got to be a part of that.
4:33, a supersized edition of the program coming to you from the downtown Chicago Marriott, Big Ten Media Days, and we are pleased to be joined by Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz here, getting ready to embark on year number 20 as the head coach of the Hawkeyes, as Dakota Dixon. See, when you guys win the West this year, you can thank us because these guys are all filling up on the Twizzlers.
That's good.
And the Slim Jims. You know, just got to warn your guys to keep them away. How are things?
They're good. I'm a little nervous here looking at this bottle of Tums.
Well, those are we like to bring those for the coaches.
You guys have tough questions, huh?
After you guys get done dealing with the media here,
okay.
How difficult it is.
Wow. I thought that was like foreshadowing. This
let's go ahead and get the house cleaning out of the way. You've confirmed some of the departures from the program, the guys who aren't listed, and then you had an incident, which I say it's commendable. He was trying to take an Uber ride home. Unfortunately, he tried to get into a police car, but it sounds like Brady's going to be suspended for one game for that incident. Right.
Yeah, it you know, certainly could have been worse, but at the same time, hardly acceptable. So, we'll have him jump through a few hoops, and hopefully he'll do a good job with that, and then we'll move on after that first game.
If that's the biggest scandal that you guys have to deal with this year, especially given what everybody else is dealing with in the college sports world, you'd probably take that right now, wouldn't you?
I think every parent and every college coach, is always concerned about the kind of decisions young people make, and that's it never ends, so that's just part of what we do.
Now, Coach, heading into fall camp, I think a lot of people are looking at the wide receiver group. I'll get to your quarterback in just a second, but what kind of development do you want to see from that group in a couple of weeks?
You know, I think it's interesting. You mentioned the quarterback, and a year ago we weren't sure who our starter was. Certainly Nate really stepped up and did a great job. And then where I'm going on that whole thing, if you look at our receiver group right now, and where they were a year ago, two of them were just coming out of high school. You had a guy like Nick Easley who did a great job. And we thought Nick was good. He did a nice job in spring ball, but we didn't quite see him playing or practicing at the level we saw once the season began. And then the other guy's Kyle Gronowick, who's in our two deep right now. And quite frankly, I'm not sure I knew who Kyle was in July last year. He was a late addition. LeVar Woods knew about him a little bit, and he had interest in coming. And so he chose to transfer, redshirted, and he did a lot of good things back in bowl preparation in December, and we liked what we saw this spring.
I'm glad you bring up the Nate Stanley, because I want to go back a year. You had to make a very difficult decision on who was going to be the starting quarterback last year, and it went, I think, just a few days before the start of the season. Compared to where Nate Stanley was last year and 365 days later, what has the development been like for him? Because I can't help but notice he's here with you for Big Ten Media Day. I think only the second junior to ever do that.
Right, and for the record, he's only the second junior I'm aware of that's ever been a captain in our program. I think Steve went back to the 30s on that one. So Josie was elected by his teammates after his sophomore year as captain, and Nate the same way. So that's a pretty powerful statement right there that his teammates saw him that way. And then the way he played last year, you know, he had a couple tough moments like all of us, and, you know, certainly quarterback plays very, very visible, but I thought he just did a tremendous job. And the thing we're pleased about, the growth that we saw step after step, so, and then the growth he's taken since the start of this new year in January. So he's just doing a good job. He's extremely conscientious, works at it, and there are things that he has to clean up and can't clean up in his game that will make him a better player, but, you know, we're just excited he's taking snaps for us.
Thoughts on the offensive line as you get ready to open camp? Usually a strength for you guys. Your better teams at Iowa are led by better offensive lines. Where do you think you are going into this season?
Well, I think we have an opportunity to have a solid line, hopefully a good line. Some of the things that made it a little bit tougher for us last year are actually going to benefit us now, I think. You know, we talk about young players playing, and both I think Alaric Jackson and Tristan Wirst got in there basically out of necessity when we lost Boone Myers and Ike Bakker. So that forced those guys to play, and we were pleased with what we saw behind the scenes in practice. But when they got in there, I thought they did a lot of good things. They had their ups and downs too, just like Nate. But I think, you know, that experience, that's something you can't hand a player. So I think both those guys have taken it, both performed well in the spring. They continue to work hard, and I think those two guys have a chance to really have solid years for us. Keegan Render is one of, I think, one of our more improved players over the last 3 years. Just keeps doing a great job, and he's a really respected player. Ross Reynolds has done a good job. And then the fifth spot right now is really kind of up for grabs right now. If you look at Cole Banwart, Levi Paulson, I'd probably start with those two guys. So I think we have some good things going on. Mark Kallenberg's done a nice job, good competition, and really anxious to see what the guys do in the month of August.
When you look at your tackles, and Tristan and Alaric, you can't teach size, you can't teach athleticism. What is it like having a couple of young guys out there, but you know that you have a lot to work with tangible-wise?
Yeah, you know, we're not used to that. We typically don't have guys that big, and both those guys are big guys. And so it's a little bit different that way, and they came to us big. So it's just, you know, that's been good. But the most important thing is the way they handled last year, I thought. Again, they had some tough moments, a couple of hiccups out there, but for playing at the level, you know, Tristan was just a kid out of high school, and then Alaric just being a redshirt freshman. Thought they really held their own and did some good things, and now the important thing is that they have a chance to become players who can, you know, maybe do what they want to do, not just, you know, get the job done, but maybe really do it the way they want to do it.
Noah Fant is getting a lot of attention regionally and nationally coming into the season, and then Mackey Award watch list comes out, and you've got Noah and TJ on that both. What are your, I don't want to say plans, What are your expectations for those guys within the offense this year? You know, Noah's not going to catch 11 touchdown passes most likely again.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay.
Although he'll get attention, to your point. There's no question. People are going to, I would think, when they start game planning, the first thing they're going to look for is him. So, you know, that's a given. What helps us, I think, is he's got great position flexibility. We can do a lot of things with him, and he's going to be better apt to handle that now, or better able to handle that than he was a year ago. He was an extremely young player. He played a little bit, you know, two seasons ago. So last year he came into the year as a really young guy. And just like the quarterback discussion, I think last year's experience, what he's done this spring, should give him a lot of confidence going into this year. And, you know, a year ago at this point, nobody really knew who TJ was. So he's same way. I think we just see a good growth out of him, good maturity. And, you know, he's not your average guy out there. He's a pretty talented player.
Thoughts on the backfield before we move on to the defensive side? Maybe you guys are a little thin there, thinner than you would like to be, maybe just because of injuries and attrition, but Torin, a pretty good place to start with.
Yeah, I think really what we don't have there is experience. You know, we feel good about the people that we have, and then bringing Mekhi Sargent in, I think really fortified that and bolstered that when we learned that Tokes was not going to be able to return from his injury. Yeah, that kind of prompted that move, and Mekhi's a guy that Kelvin Bell had seen a year ago. It was back in December. Saw him playing a bowl game up in the UD Dome, and really piqued our interest. So feel good about the group. I think we have good versatility there. What we don't have is experience, but what we did see of both Torin and Ivory last year on the game field, we liked. I think they're ready to take another step, and hopefully Mekhi can work into that equation, and we're not going to rule out the freshman either.
I want to go back to something we were talking about with the offensive line and the tackles. You mentioned that your team, you don't usually have those big-time five-star athletes on your team. But when you look at this team, you have a quarterback that looks like an – just eye test, looks like an NFL quarterback. you have defensive ends and Anthony Nelson and A.J. Epinesa who are big-time athletes. This team is just – you have so many really good athletes. How do you take advantage of that?
Well, hopefully they'll play well collectively, and we are big. I mean, I just rode down the elevator with Hesse, Nelson, and Nate, Parker's not 6'8", but he's tall. They're all taller than me, but I'm used to that, so that's probably a good thing. But, we've got some good size, and I think we have some talent. But the whole key is about how we pull together and how the team plays together. It all starts with our best guys playing their best. And the guys you just mentioned have all been on the field. We expect them to play at a really high level. And if they don't, I tell our guys all the time, if they're not playing good, we're going to be in trouble because it starts with that. And then the next part is, how are the other guys that haven't played as much? Just talked about Torn and Ivory. You know, are they ready to take that step? Are they ready to assume that responsibility and go out and play winning football? And, you know, from our vantage point, I say ours coaches, you know, we think they're perfectly ready and perfectly capable. So now it's just a matter of doing it. But there's a lot of hard work that goes into that, and that's what the guys have been doing the last 2 months. And then the next phase starts here in another few days.
Kirk Ferentz with us for a few more minutes here. You've got your podium time tomorrow. Have you thrown out the first pitch yet? At Yankee Stadium, or is that still on the horizon?
Well, full disclosure, I did make it to New York, but just couldn't work out a date for the baseball thing. Our Junes are just like, you know, they used to be nice months.
But you're a baseball guy. You had to have been looking forward to that.
Here was the trick on it. Again, our Junes are just like total chaos now in college football, so good luck finding any date in there that's good. And then the other caveat there was that there were some dates that weren't available. They just got done playing the Mets, and I don't think they wanted Kirk Ferentz pitching out, throwing the opening pitch for the Mets series. So, anyway, it just didn't match up, and I don't know if I can get a rain check on that or not. We'll have to wait and see.
Coach, we'll call it a snow check
after that. I think the last pitches I threw one out in Quad Cities, Des Moines, I think, Banks Field. So I'm more of an Iowa throw, first pitch guy, I guess.
The new red shirt rule. What are your thoughts?
I think it's great. It's a start. Me personally, I wish we could just give everybody 5 years eligibility. That'd be my request or vote. But I think this is a real good start. It's good for the quarterback situation for obvious reasons. We would have benefited from that on a couple fronts thus far. And then I look at it a couple ways. You know, you have guys in camp that look like they might be able to help out. And if you throw them out there on the field and they really struggle, they really, kind of hits a wall, you can pull back and not burn a year of eligibility. And then the other side is at the end of the year, if you see a guy on the ascension or if you have an injury need or something of that nature, it gives you a chance to get a guy on the field. But I'm really more interested in maybe from a guy who starts to ascend, handles the transition well to college, and, sitting there at the end of October and, hey, this guy could probably go out and do some things for us. And, in years past, you hate to burn a year just for a couple games.
20 years as head coach at Iowa, if I gave you one mulligan on anything over the last 20 years, one thing that you would like to go back and do differently, maybe it's a different game, maybe it's a decision, maybe it's something completely inconsequential, one mulligan in 20 years at Iowa, what would you use it on?
There are two game decisions that always stand out in my mind. I kind of carry with me, and I still got one from Maine when we played at UConn. So, if I could pull those two back or one of those two, I would. But I don't know how many other things. I haven't given a lot of thought, quite frankly. So, but those two, there are certain things when you're a coach or a player, I think, you always carry plays around in the back of your mind that you wish you could get back. But we all know you don't get them back.
There are a couple of players that I'm looking at, and just based on what you said, I think you called James Daniels one of the best center prospects you'd seen in your career. And then you have Josie Jewell, a three-time captain. How do you go about replacing those guys and not putting too much on the plate of somebody who's trying to replace those guys?
It's for all of our players, they just have to be who they are. I mean, it's first and foremost. You can't, in anything you do in life, you can't be somebody else or duplicate what they do or worry about that. You just have to worry about doing your best and then let the pieces, especially in football, just let the pieces of the puzzle work itself out. For us to expect any of our linebackers currently to play like Josie did last year, that's not realistic, but we're hoping they can approach it. We've had some good linebackers traditionally, and hopefully we can keep that standard up there. Yeah, and the same thing with James. I mean, to try to, when I talked about James, first guy that comes to mind is Joel Hilgenberg when I got to coach him back in the early 80s. And there's a guy in the NFL named Wally Williams who is a all three of those guys just had a unique quickness and athleticism that you can't teach that. I mean, you know, you can't hand it to a guy. So James is his challenge is really learning how to grow into that athleticism, just like Joel did, just like Wally did. And I'm confident he's going to do that here in the next 2-3 years. And when he does, look out. And because there are certain things he's got. But Keegan Render has done a really nice job playing center. Cole Banward had a really good spring. Levi Duwa is a guy we've converted into a center. So, you know, it's just a matter of those guys, you know, continue to work hard. But all three of them will have different games than James. And, you know, 19 years, nobody's had a game like James. James is pretty unique.
Steve has the hook out here, but before we let you go, I wanted to ask one non-football question so that we could get to know you a little bit better. I promised our listeners I was going to ask that. What's the last book you read?
I got a story on that one. Hey, you want a story?
Absolutely.
The answer is it's Camino Island, John Grisham. I love reading his books. Anyway, so somehow I missed it whenever it came out. It's fairly recent. It was just on the bestseller list. I asked my wife, I said, how'd that happen? I guess it comes out in paperback, and it goes up the list, right? So she explained it to me. So it's a couple years old. But the reason I read a book prior to that somebody gave me, and they just said it's like reading a textbook. I won't tell you the name of the book, but I grinded through that thing. It was, I hate using that word grind, but it was a grind. Like, you know, so when I finished that, it was about last weekend, I guess last Sunday. I said, you know, I deserve a treat here. And John Grisham's mindless entertaining. So I read that, just closed that one up, and I'm carrying a different one in my briefcase right now. So anyway, that's one of the great things about summer. You get a chance to do some reading, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that opportunity.
Well, summer's over. We're here in Chicago, Big Ten Media
Close.
Day.
We're still going to squeeze a couple more days out here before it gets serious.
You guys start August 11th?
We're
August 10th.
On the field a week from Friday.
Week from Friday.
So August 3rd, and we've got a recruiting function this weekend. So, but there's still a couple windows for some pleasure, hopefully.
Coach, we appreciate you taking time, as always, here in Chicago with us, and look forward to hearing what you got to say at the podium tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be just, you know, on the edge of your seat, I'm sure of that.
You're going to get questions about the balance between the East and the West. That was the talking point today.
Do you guys have any suggestions?
You can bone up tonight.
Any opening lines?
No, I think Scott Frost used most of them today.
He's a popular guy today.
Scott Frost and Jim Harbaugh today, I think it's you're out of the spotlight.
Tomorrow's going to be kind of a – good. Sounds good. Great to be with you guys. Hope you guys beat me home.
Kirk Ferentz, I do too. Finishing up here with us before his duties take him to the podium tomorrow. You're number 20 for Kirk. Iowa Media Days, as we mentioned, coming up in a couple weeks. Unfortunately, a Friday afternoon, so we're not going to be able to participate in that a whole lot as Kirk makes his way over to another table here with us. And I said he could walk in and not turn too many heads. There were not a whole lot of people that noticed he sat down with us, but I do think there was one radio station in Nebraska that may or may not have noticed we got Kirk Ferentz, so we'll see if they try to get him on with them. There's only so much that you can do in 15 minutes, and he will talk primarily X's and O's football at the podium tomorrow. Some house cleaning, 6 guys no longer with the program. The one-game suspension for Brady Reef. And after that, that's about it. I mean,
I really wanted to get his thoughts on the redshirt rule. Because I knew that
He didn't bring up Drew Ott.
He did
he
not.
He didn't use Drew Ott's
name. I was wrong
talking
on
about that.
But the first time I saw the new redshirt rule, 4 games, you can play as a true freshman or really any year. You just look at a program like Iowa, and that's exactly the kind of program that rule will benefit. And I'll be very interested to see how some of these true freshmen get utilized this season, not only in Iowa City, but around the country.
Chuck Long, Mark Morehouse, Adam Rittenberg all set to join us. We'll have a member of the Iowa football team as well sometime here in the next 45 minutes or so. Details on that to come. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a big board update for you and let you know, I think, what the plan is moving forward. Todd Brownell Camp and Alex Kuhn, the show continuing from Big Ten Media Days in downtown Chicago. Twizzlers and Slim Jims holding out, and no Tums needed for Kirk Ferentz after that interview segment. I don't know whether that's an indictment on our interview skills or a compliment. Back after this.
Get ready. They're coming live. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thursday, August 16th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Featuring The Elements, Philip Bailey, Verdeen White, and Ralph Johnson. Earth, Wind, and Fire. With special guest, Sinbad. Reserve seat tickets on sale now through etix.com and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Convenience charges apply to all tickets. For more information, visit iowastatefair.org.
Everything you need to know about the Iowa State Fair can be downloaded with the new official Iowa State Fair app. Daily schedules, where to find your favorite fair foods, how to save on State Fair tickets, and more. The app is also your connection to fun fair activities. Nothing compares to Iowa State Fair moments and the convenience of the new Iowa State Fair app. Get ready for this year's fair, August 9th through the 19th in Des Moines, by downloading the new official Iowa State Fair app today.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Yeah. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front or from either side. They make your trickiest job site projects quicker and smoother. Rent or buy Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers from Star Equipment and navigate neatly through your next project. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
My summer sale is serious. Hi, this is Sean Holly with Holly's Shop for Men, and you'll find 30% off some items during this sale. Not serious enough? Some have 40% off. Still waiting for something to move you to come in? I mark some of these items at 70% off. Store-wide savings on current fashions and dress shirts, suits, casual clothes, even socks. Seriously, you'll save some real money during my summer sale. On now at Holly's Shop for Men, Lindale Mall.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather.
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Guys, this is sounding like a Golden Girls rerun right now.
An Iowa player joining us in about 15 minutes from the Marriott in downtown Chicago. And with that, we send things all the way to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle's got a big board update.
It's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come a lot of information to catch up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather 5 players from each division. Fant's one of only 2 pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Imani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, it'll be from left to right, Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwert for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions from the official roster. Running backs Toksakin Rabadi and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussion concerns. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reef was arrested over the weekend for public intox. It's a simple misdemeanor, and he's going to be suspended for the season opener. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium. It was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250, down slightly from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2 of 3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They've still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 in the second half.
If you missed our interview with Kirk Ferentz, podcast available shortly after the show's over today, KGYMradio.com, an Iowa football player. We don't know which one of the three will be joining us in the next 10 minutes. 2 hours down, 2 to go. We return to the Marriott after this.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event, and now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Dodgers infielder Justin Turner, strained right groin, put on the DL. The newly acquired Manny Machado will play third while Turner's out. Until this season, Machado played almost exclusively at short in the third in the majors. Browns receiver Josh Gordon tweeted he won't be with the team when training camp starts this week. Emphasized his absence is part of his treatment plan. The NFL says Gordon is not suspended. He has been suspended multiple times in the past due to violations of the substance abuse policy. Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney today appeared on several ESPN shows, including NFL Live, where he was asked about several of his former players excelling in the NFL, and then was asked if he'd ever consider coaching in the NFL.
I mean, nobody's really ever called me and said, hey, you want to come coach this NFL team?
Didn't you think about it, I guess.
But you know, I've never really put much thought into it. I've always just been so focused on what I'm doing. I mean, I guess you never say never, but I love what I do. I like recruiting. I like teaching. I like mentoring.
Sweeney's current deal with Clemson runs through the 2024 season and pays him an average of $6.75 million.
Hey, Tsagach, join us Tuesday. Greg Cody's in as our guest co-host. We love Tuesdays, and we also love Rob McGill. He'll join us to talk animals. That's Tuesday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Tsagach, at ESPN Radio.
Napa know-how.
If you know how to pick something up and put it in a bucket, you know how to save 20%. This week only, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99. Fill it to the top, and boom, you're a savings genius. So hurry in and save, because the Napa 20% off deal ends soon. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer available July 23rd through July 31st.
What's that?
A frozen McCafe cold brew frappe.
So it's colder than cold brew?
Colder than an Alaskan outhouse.
Colder than a drafty igloo?
Colder than a penguin staring contest.
Colder than a meter maid's heart?
Colder than a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
The strong, smooth taste of cold brew coffee, ice blended into rich, creamy drinks. The new McCafe cold brew frappe and cold brew frozen coffee. They're colder than cold brew. At participating McDonald's now for a limited time.
I'm Erin Coscarelli with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chiefs reported a training camp Sunday led by Patrick Mahomes, heading into his first camp as the starting QB. And he is ready to lead after learning from Alex Smith last season.
He had a process of how he made sure he was prepared for every situation in the game. And so for me, just being able to watch that and understand what's needed in order to have success in the NFL is probably the biggest thing he did for me.
Also reporting Sunday, Andrew Luck. After missing last season following shoulder surgery, the Colts quarterback is healthy and will be throwing in full at camp. Second overall pick Saquon Barkley signed a four-year, $31.2 million fully guaranteed contract with the Giants Sunday, and he will practice Monday when they start camp. And finally, some sad news to report. Vikings O-line coach Tony Sparano died Sunday at the age of 56. The former Dolphins head coach is survived by his wife, three children, and four grandkids. This has been an NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Napa Know How.
If you know how to pick something up and put it in a bucket, you know how to save 20%. This week only, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, fill it to the top, and boom, you're a savings genius. So hurry in and save, because the Napa 20% off deal ends soon. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating stores.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. You, sir, are a mouthful.
Kirk Ferentz still makes... I feel bad now. I feel guilty because we've brought this on Kirk Ferentz, bringing him in for his radio appearance with us, and now he's talking to everybody under the sun, but such is
we
life.
We have Tums.
This
we
is
have Tums.
Always an interesting time for us because many of the radio programs are tearing down. They're done for the day, and what would have passed for polite or quiet conversation on the radio, I suddenly now worry about being too loud in everybody. Doug, can you hear us down there? I don't. Okay, Doug, they can't hear us down there, so we should be good to go there. I just wanted to make sure that my voice wasn't carrying to other parts. We've got Greg Sharp, the voice of the Huskers, here with us. Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, here. He's put his magic floating helmets away for the day. See, we kind of opened that up. We brought Wingman with us last year to Chicago, and now everybody wants to bring their fancy toys with them to Big Ten Media Day. Wingman, by the way, got left behind because we're a little tight on space here. The new radio row at the downtown Marriott on Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. Great location. Seems to be going over quite well with everybody. Welcome back in a supersized edition of the show coming at you on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. An Iowa football player, we do not know which one of the three will be stopping by in about 5 minutes. It could be Nate Stanley.
Let's just draw Slim Jims to decide
it could be.
Who it's going to be.
It could be Parker Hesse, and it could be Matt Nelson. We'll find out when they walk through the door. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Feel free to use that to reach out to us on the road today as we come to you from Chicago today and tomorrow. Great show for you the remainder of the way. We are pretty much booked up at this point. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com is going to be with us at 5:30 tonight discussing the college football landscape and perhaps some of the bigger storylines that were brought up today at Big Ten Media Day, including the idea of expanding the college football playoffs. That was something that Scott Frost, among other coaches, addressed. Jim Harbaugh also said, hey, the more the merrier. Make it 8, because 8's going to be 16. He wants to see 16. And then you start worrying about scheduling and what it does to the bowl lineup and things of that nature. But that's above my pay grade, as they say. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette with us at 6 o'clock. And then we'll bring you a recorded interview with Iowa legend Chuck Long earlier today. Jack Ebling is sitting across from us, the radio station in East Lansing. His encyclopedic knowledge of he was recalling the Iowa-Michigan State game in which Chuck was injured. I think Chuck was even impressed, but those guys go back a long way. Chuck, of course, in the NFL with the Detroit Lions, an Iowa football player, has become they're all three here.
They're all three here. And which one we get?
We'll get one today and the other two tomorrow, is my understanding. So it could be Matt Nelson, it could be Parker Hesse, and it could be Nate Stanley, and all three of them.
It's going to be Nate Stanley. It's going to be Nate Stanley.
Okay.
I can promise you that now, because he's walking over to the table.
Fantastic, as we've got the newly married Matt Weiss. Look at him. Doesn't he? Congratulations, Matt. He looks like a new man.
Are the gifts there yet?
The gifts are arrived. You got gifts waiting for you when you get home, according to the good folks at Target.com. Throwing on the headset with us now is the guy who's going to be guiding the Iowa offense for the second year in a row. It's quarterback Nate Stanley. This is a little unusual to have you here. I'm sure you're aware, only the second time in 20 years that Kirk has ever brought somebody who's not a senior. Only the second time going back to the 30s that someone as young as you, a captain of the team. You feel like you've got a lot of expectations, a lot of stress going into the season, a lot of anxiety, maybe.
I wouldn't call it anxiety, but, yeah, definitely a lot of expectations.
Yeah, that's probably the worst word I could have used there. I don't know what I was looking for.
Expectations, anxiety, same thing, right?
No, not quite.
Yeah, you know, just really ready to, hit the ground running.
So. You wouldn't be here if you can't handle it, I guess is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's comforting that Coach Ferentz has that confidence in me.
Nate, I want to go back a year, and you had been put into the backup quarterback role. You're fighting for the starting spot. You're trying to kind of take over a leadership role with your team. How much more comfortable are you in this role right now than you were a year ago?
1,000%. You know, I think a year under my belt and, you know, two springs is huge for that confidence. You know, just having the time to really build that, to be more comfortable with the offense, you know, and with your teammates too.
What can you tell us about Spencer and Peyton, the guys who are vying to be that backup for you this year? Both young guys that Hawkeye fans haven't seen on the field yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're both great guys. You know, they push each other extremely hard every single day. And, you know, I think they're both doing a great job, you know, in the weight room, out on the field, in the classroom. You know, they're doing a great job all around.
So now you've been involved in a couple of different offensive coordinators. Coach Brian Ferentz in his second year, just as an offense, what are some of the goals and what are some of the areas you want to improve in the most?
As far as the whole offense?
Just the whole offense.
Yeah, you know, I think we want to obviously, you know, continue to develop, you know, the schemes and do a bunch of different stuff on a different bunch of looks, but, you know, really just kind of improve, you know, third down percentage, you know, all those statistical categories that you look at and think of a tier one offense, you know, just really continue to try to build those levels up.
Is there more of a comfort level with you, between you and Brian, and given the fact that he's got a year as a coordinator under his belt? You guys were both sort of learning on the job last year, you as a starting quarterback and he in his first year calling plays.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that comes along with, you know, every single day. You know, he has an open door policy. You know, I can go and talk to him whenever I want to, you know, whether it be in the off season, during the season, you know, about schemes, you know, really about anything. You know, he has that policy, you know, is really just trying to grow together, you know, as best we can. You know, I think we're on the right track right now.
your receiving core. I know that there are some people excited about some of the young guys. We saw a little bit of Amir Smith-Marset last year. We saw some Brandon Smith. Nick Easley really came on the scene. But this receiving core in general, what is your comfort level? How much have you guys kind of built that rapport, and what are you expecting out of that group?
Yeah, you know, I think we've had a really good summer, really good spring. Some guys really did a great job, you know, this spring, whether that be learning the offense or just becoming a better, more physical receiver. So, you know, we've put in a lot of time this offseason, and a lot of those guys are looking really good right now. And, you know, we're really excited for the season.
Noah Fant's not going to sneak up on anybody this year, but you got T.J. Hockenson, too. You got to be excited about having two big targets to rely on.
Yeah, no, they're both huge. You know, they do a great job. They are super physical. You know, they can run block. They can run routes. They're very versatile, so they can do a lot of different stuff.
I was chatting with your coach about just the offense in general. You have two tackles that I think are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and over 315 pounds. You have two tight ends, Noah Fant, who was putting up numbers in the weight room that few people have seen at Iowa. You kind of have that look. You look the part of that NFL-style quarterback, 6'5". Plus, what is it like having some size, athleticism, and strength on that offense?
Yeah, I think it really allows us to play the type of game that we want. You know, we want to be physical and, downhill at you. So, all credit to Coach Doyle. He does a great job at getting us ready to play every single year.
We talked with Chuck Long earlier today. We're actually going to play that interview back for everybody in Eastern Iowa at 6:30 tonight. But obviously, you know who Chuck Long is, one of the greatest quarterbacks in Iowa history. He said when he watched you last year, there were just some times where you probably threw the ball a little bit harder than you needed to. Just some of the things that you learned going from your first year as a starter into your second year. Is that maybe something that you feel like you've got a better feel for, kind of when to throw the fastball and when to go to the changeup?
Yeah, and I think that comes with experience as well, whether that just like the comfortability of her aspect of it too. So, you know, as experience grows, the feeling for that grows too.
I want to go back to the second game of last year. You go on the road to Jack Trice Stadium, and you put up 44 points in an overtime victory. You throw for over 300 yards. You lead a couple of comeback drives against what turned out to be a really good defense. Was that a turning point for you as far as confidence goes?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that was huge, not only for my confidence, but for the confidence of the whole offense. But also, too, you know, that really – kind of solidified in my mind that I could play at this level and be successful.
What's your favorite part about being a Hawkeye? You're not from the state of Iowa. You grew up in Wisconsin, so this is all sort of has been new to you since you went to college. But your favorite part about the Hawkeye football experience?
You know, I think really just the time that we spend with the teammates. You always hear about that special bond that teammates have, and it's true, you know, at 100%. So really just being able to spend every single day getting to know people, putting in all the hard work that we do, you know, is awesome. To do it with some of your best friends in the world, that's really the part that stands out to me is my favorite aspect of it.
When you go back to last year and you the seniors on that team that built up, made a Big Ten championship game run and accomplished all those things, how special was it to get that bowl loss streak off the stage, to get those seniors out on a high note?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was huge to be able to do that. You know, send them out on the right note. You know, they had a some heartbreaks in the past few years with bowl games. So it was awesome to send out some of those guys. You know, Matt Vandenberg and Josie Jewell and Ben Neiman, all those guys that put in so much time and effort. I think it was only right that they went out on a win.
When last we talked, we were actually talking about the Tiger Hawk going up on the water tower, but have you gotten a look at the North End Zone construction project, and how excited are you for the new look Kinnick Stadium? I mean, we're, 6 weeks away from that Northern Illinois game?
Yeah, I think it'll be awesome. You know, I think it'll make the stadium a lot louder. So I think that'll pose a new problem to some offenses when they come in. I'm really excited to see it filled up.
How much do you pay attention to preseason publications, outside talk? There's been a lot of discussion about Wisconsin being the favorite in the Big Ten West coming into the year. Is that something that you are cognizant of and your teammates are? Are there other guys on the team that pay closer attention, some that don't pay any attention at all?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I try not to look at it much, just really try to focus on what we have to do as individuals and as a team to be the best that we can be, not really worry about what anybody else is doing, just do whatever we can right now to be the best that we can.
Do you ever kind of look back to or look at a program like Wisconsin? You're from the state of Wisconsin. That game last year was maybe one of the low points of your season, a week after the high point of your season against Ohio State, and say, you know what, if we want to get where we want to go, which is the Big Ten championship game, we have to live up to try to match them.
Yeah, I think they've set the standard high, and they've obviously been that standard for the last 2, 3, 4 years. So, yeah, we definitely have to live up to those standards as well if we're going to want to beat them.
Is there a guy that maybe Iowa fans aren't acquainted with right now that's in that wide receivers tight end room that maybe they'll know by the end of the season?
That's a good question.
He doesn't want to give away any secrets.
I was going to say, this is radio, so you can't see it. He just looked at me. I think he's got somebody in mind. He just doesn't want to say anything. He doesn't want to let the cat out of the bag. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but you've got some young guys that are – somebody's going to have to step up this year along with Noah and TJ, because as we talked with Kirk, Noah's going to get a lot more attention this year, and you obviously as a quarterback – probably know that. He's going to get covered up and be a little bit more difficult to find, so you're going to probably have to get a little bit more creative, and that goes for Brian and play calling as well.
Yeah, for sure. If I had to name one guy, Brandon Smith had a great spring, and he really came on, really started to use his body really well, and he's a big physical guy, so I think there's possibility there that he can make some big plays for us.
What about in the running back room, replacing Akram Wadley and the explosiveness, not only between the tackles but coming out of the backfield, really a dynamic athlete, Torin Young returning, Ivory Kelly Martin. What have you seen from those guys?
Yeah, I think they're a great 1-2 punch. Torin is more physical, and Ivory is shifty and physical. So, I think that they really complement each other really well, especially it's always tough to replace a guy like Akram, but I think those guys are up for the challenge, and they've showed that work ethic this offseason, and they're just really excited to get their chance.
Let's go back to your recruitment. You kind of flew under the radar. You didn't get a lot of attention. Why was that?
Never really had social media throughout high school. Really just tried to focus on what was best for my high school teams at the time. Didn't really want to take anything away from whether it be concentration or the success of my high school team. So really just tried to keep it within my immediate family and my head coach, and really limit it to that so nobody else had to deal with any of it or hear about it.
And then Wisconsin made a coaching change, and Paul Christ came at you pretty hard about trying to stay in America's Dairyland. How difficult was that decision for you?
It was tough initially, but with a lot of talk with my parents and a lot of time pondering my decision, really came back to the way that my parents kind of raised me up. I gave my word to Iowa and Coach Ferentz, and just stayed with it.
All right, so let me ask you this before we part ways here. Parker is down there doing an interview with a radio program from Nebraska called The Doug and Daddy Show. So if you looked, which one of those gentlemen that he's talking to do you think is Doug, and which one do you think is Daddy?
Doug's on the left.
Doug is – so Daddy's in the red shirt?
Yep.
Oh, he's wrong.
I'm wrong.
By the way, there is no Daddy. Did
really?
You know that?
I did not.
No, Daddy left the show like 5 years ago. We found this out like 5 years ago, and we've had fun with it every time we come to Big Ten Media. They don't know we make fun of them. So now I'm pulling you in. I don't want to get you in trouble or anything. Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley, We appreciate the time. We'll be doing this again in a couple weeks. Iowa Media Day is right around the corner, and before you know it, you're going to be staring across the field at some Northern Illinois Huskies.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. I love the attitude. The text
very
line.
Very Bart Scott-like.
Text line loves it, too. We appreciate it, Nate. Enjoy the rest of your time here in Chicago, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you.
Northern Illinois, right around the corner at that newly revamped, under 70,000 now, Kinnick Stadium. I know they wanted
to downsize.
They downsized to a 69,000-plus seat
stadium. Did they widen out the stripes on the bleachers? Is that kind of what's done?
You're not going to have any more butt room in those bleachers, I can tell you that much, at Kinnick Stadium.
Darn.
So my assumption here is that we're going to have Parker Hesse and Matt Nelson, the Cedar Rapids Xavier alum, with us tomorrow. We will catch up with them and bring you interviews with them on Tuesday. Day two of Big Ten Media Days around the corner tomorrow. Kirk Ferentz is scheduled for some podium time. I can run down the schedule for you really quick. I had it in front of me as to when Kirk will be speaking. You can watch on the Big Ten Network. They're broadcasting all of the coaches as they speak from the podium. Kirk actually bats leadoff tomorrow for the Big Ten. He'll be speaking at 8 o'clock. On the Big Ten Network, he'll be followed by Indiana coach Tom Allen, Mark D'Antonio, Lovie Smith, Paul Christ, Urban Meyer, and DJ Durkin, all expected to speak tomorrow, along with Mark Silverman of the Big Ten Network and Bill Carollo, who is the head of officiating in the Big Ten Conference. If you missed our interview with Kirk Ferentz, the head Hawkeye football coach sat down with us and discussed a couple things over 15-plus minutes, including his love of John Grisham novels. I wanted to learn one thing about Kirk that was not football-related. We found out that he is a big fan of John Grisham. Podcast will be available at kgymradio.com. We will get the national perspective on Big Ten Media Days from Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com, longtime friend of the program, coming up with us at 5:30. Normally, 5:30 would be the halfway mark. It's a supersized edition of the program. We've been on the air since 3 o'clock here. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette stopping by at 6 o'clock. And Chuck Long, we caught up with Charlie, as Hayden Fry used to call him, Charlie. And this can change. Chuck is a footnote, a trivia piece, the only player to play in 5 bowl games for the Hawkeyes. And I believe that new NCAA redshirting rule, the door would be open for a player to play in 5 bowl games.
That's going to change. He's going to lose that record in the next five years.
You know what? We sort of glossed over this because we moved on from Kirk so quickly, but when he was talking about the running backs, did you hear him say, bringing up the possibility of playing the young guys, the freshmen coming in?
He did say that.
He did.
He did say
he
that.
Didn't
and that's a position where you can – you can experiment.
He didn't go into great detail with that, but they do have some guys coming in that maybe could get a look. And, yeah, for those of you that are unaware, you can play a guy in up to 4 games this year, which I think it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out. Do you maybe use some guys early in September and get a look and find out whether or not they can play more than 4 games? If you like what you see in September, do you just say the red shirt is off at that point? And then what happens in November when you get down to the nitty-gritty and maybe some of your guys are tired or you've seen freshmen come along in practice for the first 2-3 months of the season? All of a sudden, maybe you've got a new weapon to deploy that other teams have not seen on film. Now, granted, you're still, at that point, putting a new player into a very difficult position, so I can't see coaches doing it regularly. But I do think that rule change, which kudos to the NCAA for making it, I do think it opens a pretty intriguing handful of options for coaches this season. It'll be interesting to see how they utilize certain players.
I think that you ask the first question, the answer is yes. You ask the second question, will you see guys who ascend during the season getting playing time? And that's what Kirk said. Guys that at the beginning of the year weren't ready to play, maybe by week 10 they're ready to play, they're going to get some playing time. And some people have asked, is there a number of plays? No, you can play 4 full games. doesn't matter how many plays in any of those games, you can play in four games and still redshirt that next year. And I think it also gives you the ability with guys who aren't ready to play, let's just say week number one for Iowa. I think Northern Illinois will be somewhat of a tough opponent, but let's just say things get out of hand. They're up 45-0 in the fourth quarter. You can play some of your freshmen that wouldn't otherwise play and get them game experience as well.
We need to play a little bit of catch-up here, I'm being told back in the KGYM studios. Certainly understandable because a lot of moving parts, especially when we're trying to figure out just when Kirk would be joining us or just when the Iowa player. And we found out that it was Nate Stanley, so we fired a pretty substantial bullet today. But we will have Parker Hesse and Matt Nelson with us tomorrow. So here's what we'll do. We will go to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids for a quick big board update, and then a sports beat is on the way.
Yeah, it's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come a lot of information to catch you up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather five players from each division. Fant's one of only two pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Amani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, from left to right, Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwart for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions from the official roster. Running backs Toke Ekinrabadi and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wheeland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussion concerns. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reif was arrested for public intox. It's a simple misdemeanor, and he's going to be suspended for the season opener. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium, and it was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250, down slightly from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2 of 3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They've still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 in the second half.
All right, we will let Kyle get things situated back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and get you a sports beat shortly. We have not forgotten about the Boondock Festival tickets. We've got a pair of those to give you before 7 o'clock tonight as well. Boondock Festival taking place Friday, September 7th. That is the day before the Iowa-Iowa State game. Two passes. They got two stages filled with live music, primarily country music, if that makes a difference to you. You can learn more, including buying your own tickets at boondockfest.com. Your opportunity to win those tickets coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We continue live from Big Ten Media Days at the Chicago Downtown Marriott, located on Michigan Avenue in the heart of the Windy City. When we return after this, we'll have ESPN.com's national college football writer Adam Rittenberg with us.
This sports beat update on the gym is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important, and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk.
They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true. But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Now at usopen.org.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I'm spending much of the day today the same way I spent a good chunk of yesterday, wondering if I really believe what I've said for the last half dozen or so years, that the Tiger Woods would never win another major this side of the Senior Tour or Champions Tour or whatever they call that now. I said I didn't believe he had it upstairs anymore, that he didn't have enough confidence in his game, that his head messed with his swing and his swing messed with his head. I've said that he's not the same Tiger and that it's not that he doesn't want to win like he used to, but he just couldn't. And then I saw him yesterday charge hard into the lead following a third round 66 at the Open Championship and a final round 71. It was hard. It was hard not to remember the old Tiger. He may not hit it as far, and he may not have the absolute picture-perfect consistency in every swing, but man, he can be good. He can be great. And now, after watching him this weekend, I'm afraid that if I say Tiger Woods will never win another major, I'm only saying it on the off chance that I'm right. But realistically, I think being right would be the off chance. In 60 seconds, if they steal your lunch money every day, start bringing a sandwich.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
It's just not safe to paint a LeBron James mural in L.A. That's unfortunate, but it's so true. You'll remember a first LeBron mural was vandalized twice there. And that one I could kind of understand. I mean, it showed that he was king of L.A., and sure, that may have been disrespectful to the Laker legends of the past. But now another mural has been created and vandalized. And this one was awesome and classy. It showed both Staples Center and the old Great Western Forum. It showed Laker legends Magic, Kareem, and Wilt, as well as Shaq and Kobe, above their respective arenas, and LeBron below, in awe, staring up at them, admiring them, showing respect for them. Yet somebody dumped white paint on it, and that's aggravating. What's the message? Artists in L.A., don't waste your...
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
Heading west? Great. Get there nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport. If the mountains are calling your name, you want Frontier Airlines nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to Denver. Take advantage of Frontier's low fares done right and book now at flyfrontier.com. And if sunny LA is beckoning, you still have time to take advantage of Allegiant Air's nonstop flight from Cedar Rapids to LAX, but only through August 11th. So book now at AllegiantAir.com. Go west from the Eastern Iowa Airport. More trip, less travel. Fly CID.
Back to the Todd Brommelkam Show right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
what would normally be the halfway point of a Monday edition of the program, but we've got the extra hour added with Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. So here we go. In the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, set to join us here shortly. We'll take a look at the college football scene on the whole now that Adam has moved on from... I still look at you, Adam, and I think of you as the Big Ten guy at ESPN.com, but now it's college football in general, and I think a great time to have you on because with Scott Frost coming from Central Florida to Nebraska today, one of the storylines is a national storyline, and that's the idea of maybe expanding the college football playoffs. Scott Frost is certainly in favor. We heard Jim Harbaugh today say, hey, 8, 16, I'm all for it. How close are we to this becoming an eventuality, do you think?
Yeah, not too close. The system's locked in as it is at 4. I think you'd have to have several teams like UCF, like Houston could have been a few years ago if they hadn't fallen off at the end of the year, to really force the issue. I can say from a television standpoint, they are very happy at 4 and would be quite reluctant to go beyond that because of the ratings that the 4-team playoff draws, at the type of programs that are in it. UCF would be fun, but or Houston or one of those group of 5 teams, but I think there are some obstacles that they would have to get through, or at least some more time for the system for it to become a reality. But it's nice to hear a guy like Harbaugh, who really has no investment. I mean, Scott Frost was at UCF last year, direct investment as the head coach, but Harbaugh doesn't really have a dog in the fight but wants it to get bigger. And I kind of like that from the Power 5 coaches who don't have to say that.
Scott Frost was the talk of the town today. I look back at P.J. Fleck last year and how he was kind of the new man on campus. And my question is, what are reasonable expectations for Frost in year one? Because I look what he did at UCF. They went from 0-12. They got that surge of talent right away, back to 6-6. What can he do with this roster in the Big Ten?
Well, it's not a great roster at this point. I think it's going to be a better roster the longer that he's there. They are in the West Division, and that always gives you a chance because you don't have to go through that 14 behemoth that's in the East. But you have Wisconsin, you have a road game against Northwestern, you have Iowa, you have Ohio State, I believe, is one of their crossovers. Their defense really needs to make strides. I didn't think they were a very good defense for much of last year, certainly not at the end of the year. I think offensively with Scott there and his system, he'll get those guys going. They're going to score some points, even though they have a new quarterback, potentially a really young quarterback. They have some talent at receiver. I think their offensive line is going to be better. But I think the defense is going to take at least a year to get to a level where they're really competing for the West Division. But if Wisconsin falls off or Iowa Northwestern fall off, maybe there's an opportunity in year one. But I think Scott, even though today he was so great at firing up the base, saying all the things that Nebraskans want to hear, he also had that cautionary part in there of hey, it's going to take a little time. We're all constant gardeners as coaches, was his quote. It doesn't happen overnight. And so I think that's an important thing for him to say in addition to getting people all fired up.
The other major storyline today, and this one pertains a little bit more to the Big Ten than nationally speaking, but I want to get your perspective on this. There is the perception that the Big Ten has an issue with a lack of balance between the East and the West. I don't think anybody can look at this and deny that it exists. I guess the better question is how big of a problem, if at all, it is for the Big Ten.
Well, it's a problem for a lot of leagues. It's a problem for the SEC right now, and who would have thought it would be the East Division that's holding
right.
it back? It's a problem for the Pac-12, I think, this year. And that's a division in the south of the Pac-12 that has UCLA and USC, the two programs with the biggest recruiting advantages in that conference. So, there's an argument that it's cyclical and it always, will go back one way or the other. I've made it clear that I'm no fan of divisions. I don't like divisions. I think it leads to often bad championship games or uncompetitive championship games. I think the championship game should be the two best teams, which are often in the same division. I know some fans of teams in the West would say, well, there's no other way that we can get to the Big Ten championship. Too bad. Be better. Iowa is a great example. Iowa fans should think they should get there because they've beaten Ohio State and Michigan in each of the last 2 years. So you can get there. So, again, are they going to go back? I don't think so. I think Commissioner Delaney was fairly clear in saying essentially today, listen, I did the competitive balance thing the first time around, and everyone ridiculed me because we had bad names and because we didn't have rivalries on an annual basis. Big Ten fans still care, and maybe that's unique to the Big Ten. They care more about their annual rivalries, I think, than the division alignment and whether it's fair and equitable.
What about in the West, though? Because I look at Wisconsin, and no matter who the last four coaches, 9-10 wins a year. How big is the gap right now between Wisconsin and everybody else in that division?
Well, I think because of the talent level at Wisconsin, while it's good, you know, they're not bringing in the same players that Ohio State's bringing in or that Penn State or Michigan's bringing in. So I think there's opportunity there for a program like Nebraska, for a Iowa, a Northwestern, a Purdue, you know, maybe even Minnesota or Illinois. But you know, Wisconsin has been so consistent, and they usually don't hurt themselves. You know, the games that they lose are those occasional games where they'll have two or three turnovers. Now, you know, their quarterback, Alex Hornibrook, until the Orange Bowl, was creating those opportunities for other teams, and they weren't necessarily cashing in because Wisconsin switched, guys, from being this offense, power run type program defined by the running back. You know, when they brought in Dave Aranda as their defensive coordinator, they became a defensive-oriented program. The top 10 defenses, I believe, each of the last four seasons. Now, can they continue that this year? I think there's opportunity to score points on them because they lost a lot on defense. Now they do switch back to being more offensive-centric. I think this is going to be their best offense since Russell Wilson was there in 2011. So you're going to have to score points to beat Wisconsin. But I don't think the gap is insurmountable for everybody else in the West, whereas it may be in the East if you're a Maryland or a Rutgers or an Indiana trying to catch an Ohio State.
Jim Leonard, is he a name that we're going to start hearing as far as head coaching opportunities?
You know, I don't know. You know, Jim is just still very early into this.
But he's rising so quickly.
Yeah, he is, and he's very coveted. I can't tell you how many agents and other people called me last winter asking about Jim Leonard. What's he going to do? You know, is he going to stay at Wisconsin? Could he go to Florida State? Could he go to Alabama? Is he going to go to the NFL? Now, the NFL thing is going to be interesting. I think that could attract him because he played in the NFL a long time. But again, he didn't have to coach. He coached at a place where he's very comfortable. He's doing really well. I think he'd certainly love to become a head coach maybe at Wisconsin someday, but that doesn't seem to be a job that's opening anytime soon. So I think he's a unique candidate in that late to coaching. He's obviously done really well, very much in demand, but I think it would have to take something really special and maybe very few head coaching opportunities to pull him away from a comfortable situation for him and his family in Madison.
At ESPN Rittenberg on Twitter, Adam Rittenberg with us for a few more minutes at Big Ten Media Days. Let's talk about the Big 12. How do you see that conference shaping up this year? Oklahoma's the preseason favorite, but a lot of teams that could maybe take a step up and challenge for those two, three, four spots.
Without a doubt. And I even don't think Oklahoma's an overwhelming favorite. I mean, I saw the ACC preseason poll today, guys. Clemson, I think, got 139 of the 148 first-place votes or to win the league. That's not the case in the Big 12. I really think the gap between 1 and 9 in the Big 12 is as close as any conference, probably closer than any conference in the country, at least to the power leagues. So you have certainly Oklahoma. They deserve to be the favorite. But then I think West Virginia is going to have its best team under Dana Holgorsen with a returning proven quarterback in Will Grier, a Heisman Trophy candidate, got a great receiving core around him, a defense that always finds a way to be stingy. Tony Gibson does a great job with that crew. You have TCU. They're always in the mix. Another really solid defense there. I know we're talking Big 12 in defense, but there are a few teams that play a little. And another one of those is Texas. From talking to coaches in that league in the offseason, they already feel, personnel-wise, Texas has the best defense in the league. And that could continue under Todd Orlando, their coordinator. You know, Kansas State is always tough. Iowa State took a major step forward last year. Oklahoma State, you can never count them out, even though they have a new quarterback situation with Cornelius likely getting that nod for the opener. So, yeah, you can make a case for a lot of teams in that conference, at least giving Oklahoma a hard time and potentially overtaking them for the championship.
What do you see when you look at Iowa State, who capped their season off with the Liberty Bowl victory? David Montgomery is getting all kinds of All-American and NFL recognition. Kyle Kemp comes back. They have to replace some pieces on the defensive side of the football. Alan Lazard on the offensive side. What do you think of the Cyclones?
Yeah, I really love that team. And I've told that to coaches on that staff because – You know, even the games they lost, I mean, you could easily have beaten West Virginia. You should have beaten Kansas State. I mean, Oklahoma State, you're right there. So they were so competitive, Iowa, and then they had the big win. So I really thought a team that I think they had 8-5 or 9-5
last year,
that was a quality 8-5. I mean, there's some really soft 8-5s. Iowa State was one of the best 8-5 teams that I've seen, and certainly a team that deserved to be in the top 25 at the end of the season, in my view. Now can they follow it up? Can they replace those guys? Can they lean on Kemp? And they certainly have to lean on Montgomery. How is their offensive line going to be? That's a unit that's been up and down over the last 4 or 5 years. And then defensively, you're losing a guy like Joel Lanning, even though he wasn't perfect, he did a lot for that team. You know, at that position, especially making the switch over to that side. So I think we're going to learn a lot about the recruiting and the development of that coaching staff. I have a lot of confidence in Matt Campbell, but as I said earlier, it's a tough league. Every week, other than maybe Kansas, you're going to be tested. And they found ways to pass some of the bigger tests last year, but then came up short in some of the other tough opponents on that schedule.
Are we going to be on Matt Campbell watch come November and December once again?
Depends on the jobs. I mean, right now, you know, they have me doing a hot seat list, and it's hard to find 10 coaches that are legitimately on the hot seat in the Power 5. And of those 10, how many are jobs that Matt would leave for? Would Matt leave for LSU? I don't know. It's a very appealing job, but Matt's a Midwest guy. I would see Matt more at a job like Notre Dame. Is Notre Dame going to come open? It doesn't seem like it. They came off a 10-win season. Now, one bad season in South Bend could certainly change things, but you know, Brian Kelly will not be on my preseason hot seat list. You know, Michigan, if Jim Harbaugh were to leave for the NFL, that would certainly be a job that would appeal to Matt, but I don't think he's one to leave for anything. I mean, he took Iowa State from Toledo, which was a little bit of a surprise, but I think he's very strategic in where he ends up going and not a guy that wants to move his family around a lot. So it really depends on the jobs, and I don't see too many jobs that are going to attract him that likely are to open this year.
All right. You've been at this a long time. I have, too. You go to these Media Day events. If you're lucky, it's at a Marriott, so you can get your Marriott rewards points.
Unless you live in the same town.
And if you're that's true. That's true in this instance. But if you're really lucky, one of these boring Media Days becomes this national story, and that was last week at ACC Media Days when Larry Fedora made his completely out of left field comments about the game of football being under attack and doubting whether CTE has a direct correlation to football. Just what was your reaction when you heard him say those things?
Well, part of it we've heard before. I think in totality, it was a bit shocking, you know, especially to hear the part about the downfall of America and some of the military references. Those things get me a little bit uncomfortable when you liken football to war, as many college football coaches like to do. But some of the comments, I think, were not that far off. I mean, there's a really good column by Eric Adelson at Yahoo who talked to a lot of the experts on CTE and concussions, and they actually say to draw a direct link and say that CTE definitely causes football is actually not true. That there's a lot of murky evidence around that. But in this environment, to say things like football is under attack and to say to really dig in on the CTE football thing and obviously just the way he presented it and not really backing off his comments, he had a chance to sort of clarify things and didn't really do that. It's not a great look, especially, you know, for a coach coming off of a down year and at a time where we're incredibly sensitive to head injuries and all sorts of player safety. Probably not the best way to come across at a preseason media event when there's so many of us there. So I think the message certainly could have been delivered differently, but I don't think he was completely off base and just a buffoon as he's being painted by many.
Is he one of those 10 coaches that you have on the hot seat entering this season?
You know, he didn't help himself last week, but to do these hot seat lists right, you have to look at the finances. And Larry, we got a major contract extension a couple of years ago. His athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, publicly, even after those comments last week, was supportive. So I would have to take another disastrous type year, another 2-10, a 3-9, maybe not with all the injuries that held them back last year, just bad performance, and then recruiting falling off, something like that, for North Carolina to make a change. Now, another poor season, he's certainly high up on the hot seat entering next year, but as we know, a really bad month can put you on the hot seat. So maybe North Carolina has that, and maybe the vibe changes. But I just don't think financially they put him in big, big danger. He's a guy that got them to the ACC championship game a few years ago, and that hasn't happened very often at North Carolina.
How many teams can legitimately say they've got a shot at making the college football playoff right now, July 23rd?
You know, not many, and most of them are in this conference, in the Big Ten. I think in the ACC, name a team outside of Clemson that really has a legitimate case. Maybe Miami takes that next step, but the Miami that we saw at the end of the season did not look playoff worthy. Florida State's under a new coach. A lot of talent, but they're going to have to make a major step. In the SEC, I only see three teams. Certainly the two that were in the national championship game last year, Alabama, Georgia, as well as Auburn. I think Auburn is good enough. They have the quarterback, and they have the defensive line to get there. In the Big 12, Oklahoma may be the only candidate. In the Pac-12, Washington may be the only candidate, perhaps Stanford. I don't see anybody in the South Division. Then you get to the Big 10. And certainly Ohio State will be the top candidate out of this league, along with maybe Wisconsin. And then we'll see if Penn State, Michigan State has what it takes to make a step. And Michigan probably being the most talented and the readiest in many ways to take that step. But it's a Michigan program that has not even made the Big Ten championship game since the league went to a championship game and has not really contended for the playoff outside of a couple of years ago when they lost to Ohio State. So and then Notre Dame. I would not dismiss Notre Dame, but Notre Dame's schedule, as you guys know, is very challenging and would require a win against Michigan in the opener to keep those playoff hopes alive.
Are you convinced that Shea Patterson is the answer for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan?
We'll see. I mean, the thing, and Jim didn't really elaborate on that, but the reason he was getting so many questions today about the offensive coaching staff is nobody really knows who's in charge, and nobody really knows what type of system they're going to run. Is it Jim Harbaugh? Is it Pep Hamilton? Is it Jim McElwain, who has a history as an offensive play caller, was Florida's head coach as recently as the middle of last season? Is it Ed Warner, the former offensive coordinator at Ohio State and Kansas, who's now the offensive line coach for Michigan? So who's calling the shots, and what type of system are they going to run? And they're going to do what Shea Patterson does the best to allow him to be that quarterback that we saw for stretches at Ole Miss. If it's the old offense, I don't think they're taking that next step. If they really make the adjustments and the pieces around him get better, that means the offensive line, which is underperformed, that means the receivers, who are a little older now, and certainly the running back should be a strength of Michigan. If those guys get better, I think Michigan can take that next step. We know how good they are on defense.
While we're talking about offenses and offensive staffs, we were bringing up Joe Moorhead last year, and you said it had to be the perfect situation for him to leave. He finds a situation at Mississippi State, and I can't help but think back a couple years when the hot seat chatter was starting to come around for James Franklin after a couple of 7-5 seasons. Saquon Barkley out, Joe Moorhead out, Ricky Ronnie in as the offensive coordinator. Are you convinced that things are going to go on as scheduled for this team?
I'm more convinced than a lot of people. You know, everyone kind of sees Saquon Barkley no longer there and assumes Penn State's going to fall back to a 7-5 team. I don't see it. They still have the best quarterback in this conference, a guy that has never lost, whether he's a youth league, a high school player, and certainly at the college level. And Trace McSorley has already led them to a Big Ten championship, led them to a Fiesta Bowl championship last year. So that gives you a chance. He's got familiarity with Ricky Ronnie, having been on the staff. Ricky Ronnie was the guy who recruited Trace McSorley, so they have a strong relationship. Certainly they're going to miss Saquon and all the things he was able to do. But I think their offensive line will be by far the best it's been in the James Franklin era in terms of depth. They have a potential star receiver in Juwan Johnson. You know, defensively, I think there's some legitimate questions, but they also bring back quite a lot in the secondary, especially. So they in many ways the road to the Big Ten championship largely goes through State College, where they've always been tough. Ohio State goes in there, Michigan State goes in there, Wisconsin goes in there, I believe Iowa goes in there. So it's a very favorable home schedule in terms of winning your big games and taking care of business in a very tough place to play for the opponent. So I'm higher on Penn State than most are.
At ESPN Rittenberg on Twitter, Adam, we always appreciate being able to chat with you in phone, on person, and damn, I didn't even think about that. No Marriott points when the media days are in your own city. That's a curse right there.
I did
there.
Just get a Marriott bed, though.
I saw
a lot
that
of
on,
attention.
I saw that on Twitter.
Now, I want to make this real clear because I didn't do this in another radio interview. This was not a used Marriott bed because some people were saying that would be disgusting. This is a new brand new Marriott bed, and even though I have young kids who make sleeping through the night not easy, it has been a worthwhile purchase so far.
All right, Adam, I think we're going to have a pretty good college football season in front of it. We look forward to following along with your all your coverage at ESPN. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Big thanks to Adam for joining us. We got an hour to do yet here. Everybody else is packing up. Everybody is out of here.
The tumbleweeds are rolling through Radio Row at this point.
Jack is across from us reading media guides for fun. Doug and Daddy are down here recording some interviews and hanging on for dear life. But other than that, the room is pretty much our own. We will make the most of it by chatting with Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette to kick off the 6 o'clock hour. Why don't we do this? Let's just go ahead and we'll keep it, I say here, we're going to go back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle's going to bring you a big board update to round out the 6 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour.
It's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come a lot of information to catch you up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather five players from each division. Fant's one of only two pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Amani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, it'll be from left to right, Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwert for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions on the official roster. Running backs Toksa Kinrabadi and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussion concerns. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reef was arrested for public intox. It's a simple misdemeanor, and he's going to be suspended for the season opener. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium, and it was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250. That's down slightly from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2-3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They've still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 in the second half.
My apologies, Kyle. I did not see your communication that we were not going to be taking a big board
at
the top of the hour. I'm sorry about that. Lots of moving parts here when we take the show on the road to Chicago. We've got the tickets to the Boondock Festival coming up September 7th. We're going to give you those a chance to win those tickets when we return after this.
Food moments.
Mmm.
Animal moments. Music moments. Find your moments at the Iowa State Fair, August 9th through the 19th. Right now is the moment to enjoy discounted advanced admission tickets, ride wristbands, and family fun packs. So take a moment and visit iowastatefair.org to purchase and print your tickets and ride vouchers today. Or spend a moment at participating Iowa Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee drugstores, Fairway stores, Central Iowa Price Chopper, and Cash Saver stores, or the Iowa State Fair ticket office for tickets and vouchers at a discount. Nothing compares to money-saving moments at the Iowa State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Des Moines. Text FAIR to 75782 or visit iowastatefair.org for details.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely...
Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front...
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The Dodgers put infielder Justin Turner on the DL with a strained right groin. While he's out, the newly acquired Manny Machado will play third. Until this season, Machado played almost exclusively at third base in the majors. Rays All-Star lefty Blake Snell left shoulder fatigue on the DL. An MRI on his shoulder showed no structural damage. Luis Severino has a chance to become baseball's first 15-game winner of 2018 when he and the Yankees take on Tampa Bay tonight. Severino 6-0, a 2.41 ERA over his last six starts. NFL receiver Josh Gordon announcing via Twitter he will not be with the Browns when they open training camp this week. Emphasized his absence as part of his treatment plan. The NFL says he is not suspended. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting Gordon is seeking additional counseling before camp to deal with his mental health and anxiety. Gordon has played in just 10 games since 2014 due to multiple violations of the substance abuse policy. ESPN's Tim Hasselbeck.
I think the fact that, you know, he's able to be patient enough in the process and know that it isn't just about, oh, hey, be ready right now for the start of training camp. So many times it's easy for players to be kind of prisoners of the moment. And the reality is there's a much bigger picture, especially for someone like Josh.
The Giants signing outside linebacker Connor Barwin. He fits in well with New York's aggressive new 3-4 scheme. He also gives the team needed depth at the position as well as quality veteran presence. According to the Hennepin County Medical Examiner, Vikings offensive line coach Tony Sperano died yesterday from arteriosclerotic heart disease. He was 56 years old.
It's interleague action on Wednesday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. The Houston Astros head to Colorado to face the Rockies Wednesday at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FIRE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FIRE to 797979. Text FIRE to 797979.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The Swisher Fire Department is proud to host their 14th annual 5K July 28th. The event will be held at the Swisher American Legion Pavilion and will feature a 5K run walk and a kids fun run. Join them. You'll be helping raise important funds for the department and their first responders.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on community MVP.
We've been through a lot together. Weathered storms, shared sunny days, survived puppy training, and welcomed family for the best celebration.
Surprise!
Now you've given me this new makeover. It sure makes me feel appreciated. I'm such a lucky house.
Your house gives you so much. Give it new life with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting tired of him? Why don't you tell him about the benefits of working at night at PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids? Solves the daycare issue and gives you some space if you catch my drift. On top of all that, stellar benefits with retirement, medical, dental, and vision. Hey, all kidding aside, PMX could be the answer for your family because night work pays well and gives a ton of flexibility. Taking back your days could start at night. Learn more at ipmx.com. That's ipmx.com.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Yeah. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
I just noticed the fire occupancy over on the wall. Do you think we had more than 50 people in this room at one point today?
I think there was a time.
Could there have
where
been?
Where we had like 50 people in the middle of the room when
Scott Frost was in here. Yeah, and that was just Nebraska media alone. Welcome back in. Final hour of the program
and
tonight.
You.
And me.
And you.
Well, I wanted to try to get some useful audio since they didn't return our phone calls and texts about getting him on, and now we know why. He did the national radio and then did a scrum. There's another term to describe that, but it's not radio appropriate, so I don't want to use it. But Scott Frost was here, and that sort of sent everybody into a tizzy earlier. Slightly less captivating. I don't see anybody gathering around him with camcorders or microphones, but we've got Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette with us. This is a nice, low-key, everybody's gone now. We basically have the room to ourselves here. This is, probably Media Day 2022 for you? Do you even keep track?
I don't. And it is approximately 20-ish.
I was going to say it's 18, I think, for me. So it's got to be more than that for you.
I remember I first started coming to these things my 1 year in grad school at the Daily Iowan. And I think we came to this, and then I didn't make it to fall. I went and got a job at the Fairmont Sentinel in Minnesota and was completely forgotten about because, you know, Fairmont, Minnesota. But, the Scott Frost Big Ten Media Days has been awesome.
If you would have told me a year ago that anybody could have overshadowed Jim Harbaugh on Jim Harbaugh Day, the day where Harbaugh had the podium,
with you,
I would have said no way. Mm-hmm. And yet Harbaugh was basically an afterthought today. Mm-hmm. Scott Frost, are you buying the Scott Frost instant turnaround at Nebraska?
No. Okay. Not with that schedule.
Okay.
I think he'll – if they can get to be – I don't know if you remember 2000 Iowa. If they can get in somewhere near that – now, 2000 Iowa was a 3-9 team that won two of its games in November. It was playing so much better than the year. I think that team, a couple of breaks here and there, might have been in a bowl game. But I don't see a bowl for Nebraska this year. If they can get to 6 wins, I think that's a big, big deal because the schedule is murder.
What – do you think that anybody besides Wisconsin needs to do to be able to catch that program in the West? Because right now the gap is big. It's going to get bigger because they have a really experienced team coming back. What does a program need to do to reach that level?
Let's paint that picture a little bit. Iowa has dropped one, has won one of the last 5, or is it 4 from Wisconsin? I want to say it's 5, and then has won only 3 of the last 9. So I expect everyone in the West to lose another game this year because I think Wisconsin is legitimately good. What does Iowa have to do to catch them? Here's the model I think that really works for Wisconsin. Barry Alvarez is the athletic director, and that's it. Nobody knows what football needs more intimately, Wisconsin. Nobody knows what Wisconsin football needs more than Barry Alvarez, and he is handing football everything it needs, and there are no excuses there. To me, If an athletic department's healthy, AD, football coach, they're the Pistons.
And I know that Barry Alvarez has gotten some flack in the past. There have been rumors that coaches have left because of him. But is there a chance he just doesn't care because the last 5 coaches have all averaged over 9 wins a season?
Yeah, I think Bielema just wanted greener pastures, and that, you know, that ended up in Flint. Gary Anderson didn't like Madison, and so that was a lot of – he's a Mormon, and Madison and Wisconsin and football.
I can't think of a worse place for a Mormon to be than Madison, Wisconsin.
That every weekend is Bacchanalia. So, I think Alvarez right now has the guy, and I think Paul Chryst is happy to be that guy, happy to keep that, you know, what has stood the test of time more in the Big Ten than Wisconsin's running game. I mean, think about that. What schemes have worked every year in, year out in the Big
Dave
Ten?
Dave Wanstead was talking about that earlier today while he was chewing mints on the program with us.
I'm sucking one right now, but I'm trying to keep it subtle. So
but his point was basically all these flashy hires and these programs that have these big-name coaches, and then you look, Paul Chryst at Wisconsin and Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, and they win. Mm-hmm. They get it done, and they don't do it with flash and style.
If you think about what Ferentz has done at Iowa, he recruited for longer than he's not recruited. He's recruited players to Iowa where the big feature was for your indoor facility was the bubble.
Yeah.
So he's, to me, if football, if everything starts going football way, and I think it is at Iowa, I mean, that athletics dorm is kind of stalled, or I haven't heard much about that.
Yeah, it's kind of gone dark.
But that was one of the Rastetter initiatives from the minute Sally Mason quit or was retired, stuff started happening. You have the Hansen Center, and, you know, I think football's getting everything it needs, but I think sometimes, you know, sometimes it's the basics, and I think the Big Ten West is going to be the basics unless you have a Purdue or Northwestern or maybe Minnesota break out of that with a trick offense or like what Joe Taylor had. So I think to live in the West, you have to have good offensive and defensive lines. Ferentz understands that. Paul Chryst has inherited that. Nebraska, I think they'll get that eventually, and I think that's probably the biggest assignment Scott Frost has is building credible offensive and defensive lines, at least right now in the short term.
I've given up trying to predict what the preseason expectations for the Iowa Hawkeyes since 2015. We went to Kids Day, and I thought, you know what, this is a 5 or 6 win team. They go undefeated during the regular season, so I completely stopped.
I think I was 8-4, so I'm not gonna claim a huge victory.
No,
in that one.
But. With this team right now, there are question marks at pretty much every position group, yet they return some of the most talented players that they've had in this program right now. What do we know about this team?
Let's start with the pros. Stanley, Fant, Hawkinson, I think both the tackles are on the rise. Amir Smith-Marset, I like him. I like all the tight ends. I like Nick Easley. After that, what did I mention? Offensive line, running backs. I'm nervous about those for Iowa because they didn't work last year. They were 8-4. The four games they lost, they didn't rush for 100 yards. So if they can't rush for 100 yards, they can't win. And there's no guarantee. You know, the offensive line change on the inside. James Daniels left early, kind of left them high and dry a little bit. So they have some answers, questions to answer, I think, on the inside. And then at running back, you know, they kind of tipped their hand when they grabbed Mekhi Sargent late in the summer. They're worried about it. They don't know exactly what they have there. And who can blame them, because Torrin Young will be a 20-carry back for the first time in his career, if even that. And then Avery Kelly Martin, you know, he fumbles once at Illinois, and we don't see him again for 3 games. So he's got a little the Akram thing early on. Those are things I worry about on offense. Defense, the biggest thing Iowa's done in the last couple of years to make itself good from September to November is expanding the defensive line. I love that they play 8 guys. There might not be the greatest guys in the world, but it's 8 bodies that they can put in that they trust. Linebacker, I think, is huge. You know, I don't know how that's going to work. And then I think the secondary will be a strength.
Is this offense going to have to pull more weight than they have the past couple of years? Because 2015, they were outstanding. They were balanced, and Kirk always alludes back to that year. But the running game has gone by the wayside the past couple of years, and I think they've been in the 100s in total offense the past couple of years.
I think the offense is going to have to pull its weight a lot more, and I think the passing game, even more, if you want to put the magnifying glass, passing game is going to have to be a strength, and it should be. Stanley, Fant, Hawkinson. I think Sean Beyer will be a good player. I think Nick Easley is probably worth 50 receptions. Amir Smith-Marset, I think they're just scratching the surface on him. And I'm very interested to see how Brandon Smith and Kyle Grunewald works, because it'd be better for Iowa if one of those guys took off, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're probably going to look at a solid rotation of 4, maybe 5 guys at wide receiver.
Kirk mentioned both of those guys, by the way, when he was here with us about an hour ago. He said he wasn't sure he knew who Kyle Grunewald was at this time last year, his typical self-deprecating humor. He talked a little bit earlier today, confirmed some departures from the program. We kind of had a feeling Toksekin Rabadi's football career was over. Any of those other guys that were on that list that got talked about, do you see being tough to swallow moving forward, or a guy that you thought maybe was going to factor into the plan somewhere?
Manny Rugumba, he's really the only one, though. I mean, the rest of the guys who left weren't playing, or they'd plateaued in some way, shape, or form. And then the 3 guys who left, medical redshirt Tokes, Spencer Williams, and blanking on the last one now, I'm sorry.
Cam Harrell?
No. Who was the other guy?
too many guys left the program.
Anyway, three guys left on medical red shirts, which means good standing. And then like six guys just left. And seems like a lot of turnover.
Was Nate Whelan the other guy?
Nate Whelan was – no, it wasn't a medical red shirt on that one. I should know this right on the tip of my tongue. But to me, it sounds like a decent amount of turnover, and maybe some of it's not terribly healthy. Oh, Kyle Taylor. I'm sorry, Kyle Taylor, linebacker, was the other guy who left on a medical redshirt. A lot of this accumulated over spring. Today's a big news dump because Iowa is, they go into the news bunker in the summer. So today's the day we find out or confirm all those guys. Sounds like a lot, but over the amount of time, it's probably about an average. It does feel like Iowa is, though, getting serious about keeping his roster tight. And, you know, I think it has to be that way if it's going to compete in the West.
What are your expectations for this team this year? We talked kind of before we came on the air about the schedule and what fans have been saying and thinking and maybe what reality most likely dictates.
I did the Cleveland Plain Dealer or Cleveland.com thingy, and I picked Iowa second in the West. It's the most logical. I think Iowa should beat Northwestern. I think Iowa should beat Purdue. I think Iowa should beat Minnesota. I think Iowa should beat Nebraska. The three crossover games probably go 2-1 there. I think this team. I always go give it a range, probably because I'm a chicken. But 10-2, 8-4. That's the range I see this team. And Iowa never wins 9 games. So you know it's either 10-2 or, for whatever reason, Ferentz has won 9 games once. It's weird.
I want to go back to the passing game because you mentioned that as something that could be a strength, should be a strength. And
right.
It's been a really long time since Iowa has had a quarterback like Nate Stanley where we're talking about an NFL body and an NFL arm and really the attributes of an elite-level quarterback. I think I'd go as far back as to say that 2010 was really the last time Ricky Stanzi, Marvin McNutt, DJK, that this offense really trusted their passing game, really felt like they could come back in games and they could throw for 250-plus yards a game. Can this offense get to the point where it trusts its passing game? Because I go back to last year against Purdue, they're down in that game, and they really didn't start to throw the football. They really didn't open things up. And can they get to that point?
I think they can, but I need to see it. You need to see
exactly.
It. Todd needs to see it. We all need to see it because we haven't for so long. 2016 was the worst passing offense Iowa's had since 1982, and it takes some time to dig out of that crater. Last year, I thought it was a nice progression. Nick Easley really came through. Noah Fant, obviously. T.J. Hockenson was way better than I think a lot of people thought he would be, and he's terrific. So I think that's a huge positive. I think, and also a wild card in this, Alex, is Brian Ferentz now also has tight ends and fullbacks, and I'm doing this crazy Ferentz countdown thing with all the games, and I just wrote about Jeremy Allen, the patron saint of fantastic fullbacks. When fullbacks got touches, Todd, remember that. Now they don't really get touches, but maybe with Brian Ferentz that edges a little bit and changes. I think that could be interesting.
Pre-Tom Bush, post-Tom Bush. Is that the line of demarcation? Jeremy was pre-Tom Bush,
yeah,
but
I'm
having a hard time after Tom Bush thinking of fullbacks that were too involved in that.
I think maybe Brett Morse, but even he didn't get a lot of touches. I think they like a fullback. They like a 6'2 fullback, and they like Brady Ross, who is not 6'2. But so I think it's smart to have a pair of fullbacks because that takes a lot of the trauma off those guys because that's a very physical position. So I like having two fullbacks, but I think Brian Ferentz could maybe find a way to engage them a little more in the offense.
Let's talk about, before we let you go here, one of the storylines today at Big Ten Media Day, and that's this East-West divide, that there's too much on the East and not enough on the West, and it's bad for the league, and they need to figure out how to rebalance things. We did this before. It was called Legends and Leaders, and everybody hated it.
Yeah.
Adam Rittenberg made a really good point when he was here with us. If you don't like it, win. And I think that's up to the Big Ten West to prove that they have some capable teams to – do you see this as an issue, I guess,
no,
for the league?
I don't. Today was You know, the East is the dominant as far as it comes to championships, but I think everything else is kind of even or even-ish. And to me, it's not been a big issue. I think the impetus is on the West to win. The last three Big Ten championship games have been awesome. I think, to me, there's not a problem. It's producing big-time championship games. But the alternative to me would not be a Legends and Leaders. The alternative would be no divisions, two protected rivals. Everybody move along and have a nice day. I'm not sure. I don't think divisions will last very long, but if you're Iowa, and I don't think it can get any better, you're playing all your border guys and Purdue. But to me, you know, there's always – maybe we're dying out, but there's always going to be, you know, 50-somethings where – you know, it's not really the Big Ten Conference if you don't play Ohio State and Michigan. Well, I think that's kind of all out the window, too, for people younger than me. And, yeah, the Big Ten's changed. I think it's changed for the better. And I think in 2023 it'll change again for the better, because then maybe they won't be expanding because of revenue, which they did for Rutgers. Let's face that. They won't have to do that next time around, because they'll get a $1 billion offer from Amazon to run all their games.
Hashtag KF143, Mark's rundown of all 143 victories.
It's not done yet.
That was my question. Do you have them all ranked, or is this very much a fluid work in progress?
They're all ranked. They're not
okay.
All written.
Okay.
I'm on number 20, so I've got 20 more, and that's going to have to wait until we get through the Big Ten Media Day extravaganza.
Which one of the first 20 that you've done, the bottom 20, if you will, was there a game that you had completely forgotten about?
Oh, there's several.
Okay.
The Green for Greenwood. I totally forgot. That was a Louisiana Monroe, I want to say 2011-ish. Totally forgot about that. I had no idea. To me, when I ranked the games, they were just scores and names. And I'm like, eh. And then I get back and, oh. And then so, you know, halfway all the way through this, I've been saying, this, you know, why is this one ranked here? Well, this one should have been way higher. That's my out.
All right.
I needed it.
Well, speaking of an out, you get an out here because we're
cool.
Running behind today. We've had so many great guests. Mark Morehouse, Cedar Rapids Gazette, we appreciate it as always. And Kirk Ferentz is dealing with Brady Reif getting suspended for trying to get in an Uber. Urban Meyer, who takes the podium tomorrow, he's got to deal with firing his wide receivers coach today.
Over
the day before Big Ten
another
Media
domestic
day.
Violence allegation.
Over domestic violence. So, as I said with Kirk, if that's the biggest scandal you've got to deal with, consider yourself pretty lucky. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. We've still got to hear from Chuck Long. We caught up with the former Iowa quarterback earlier today, and we'll do so that in just a few minutes. But first, I've got two tickets to the Boondock Festival, September 7th in Tiffin, 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you're taking home Boondock Festival tickets right now. Learn more, boondockfest.com, back after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Blink 182, return, live in concert. And that's about the time she walked away from me. U.S. Cellular Center, September 24th. With special guests, state champs. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Blink 182, performing all the hits. Check out Blink182.com.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology. A modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear, so you can get the most out of every drive. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone or Tires Plus location near you and let the performance speak for itself.
Getting on top of the pile of moving toward a better life for you and your family starts by making better money. Working nights means your days are free, so no daycare costs. And if one of the kids needs you to take him to the doctor at 10 a.m., you don't have to take time off to do it, and you'll have excellent health insurance too. That's what working at PMX can do for you. They're paying over $17 an hour, and they're hiring right now. Learn more at ipmx.com.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and a filter for $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
Hey, Alex. Who am I?
Dave Wanstead.
Yeah, I am.
He's back. Oh, no, it's Todd.
One Dave Wanstead segment is enough here. Literally no one else is in the room with us. They have left all of their equipment unguarded. I see some. The Rose Bowl was kind enough to provide us with cans of Garrett's Chicago Mix popcorn. That is half caramel and half cheese popcorn, which I hate. The mix of caramel and cheese popcorn still did not stop me from eating two cans. We are finishing up strong. We caught up with Chuck Long earlier today. We're going to bring you that segment with Chuck after our next break. Dave in West Branch, our winner tonight of the Boondock Festival tickets. And this was a bad idea. I was going to make fun of Dave Wanstead, and now I have a mouthful of licorice. So,
Can we just send it back to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids for a big board update?
There we go. Thank you.
It's day one of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and with that has come a lot of information to catch you up on. First of all, Iowa tight end Noah Fant was one of 10 players awarded preseason honors by the conference. The Big Ten doesn't do a full preseason team, but rather 5 players from each division. Fant's one of only 2 pass catchers, along with Nebraska receiver Stanley Morgan. We also got a look at Iowa's initial depth chart in its media guide, which has answered a few questions. Set to start at linebacker are Christian Welch, Amani Jones, and Nick Neiman. And on the offensive line, it'll be Alaric Jackson, Ross Reynolds, Keegan Render, Cole Banwert for an injured Levi Paulson, and Tristan Wirfs. There were also some previously unannounced exclusions from the official roster. Running backs Toksa Kinrabadi and Cam Harrell seem to no longer be players with the Hawkeyes, along with linebackers Kyle Taylor and Nate Wieland, while offensive lineman Spencer Williams had to discontinue his career due to concussions. He's still on the team, but it was reported over the weekend that defensive lineman Brady Reef was arrested for public intox. That's a simple misdemeanor, and he's going to be suspended for the season opener. One of the biggest stories for Iowa football this offseason has been the changes at Kinnick Stadium, and it was revealed today that max capacity at the newly renovated stadium will be 69,250. That's down slightly from 70,585. The Colonels finished off a road sweep of the Great Lakes Loons last Friday and then took off to Lansing, where they won 2 of 3 to take the series before falling in the finale today 2-0. They've still won 9 of their last 11 and are a Midwest League leading 22-9 in the second half.
And congratulations to Iowa City Regina, a 6-1 winner earlier today at the state baseball tournament in Des Moines. Action continuing at Principal Park all week. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, Hayden Fry called him Charlie. We call him a friend of the program. Former Hawkeye quarterback Chuck Long is with us next.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life in a filter for $25.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
If you're single, listen up. Are you looking for something more meaningful than a hookup, but not in a rush to get married tomorrow? Then Match is the app for you. 1 in 4 relationships now start online. So when you're done with the casual apps and want something more meaningful, go to the place where it all started. Go to Match to find that grown-up relationship you've been looking for. Our listeners who go to Match.com/ESPN will get 7 days free. Search, view profiles and photos for free. Only at Match.com/ESPN. That's Match.com/ESPN.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Chuck, as you take a look around Big Ten Media Day today, there's a lot of love for Scott Frost in the air.
There is, as should be. He's a proven head coach. He did it at Central Florida, obviously going undefeated, beating Auburn in a bowl game. So probably should have been in the playoffs, to be honest with you. But it looks like Nebraska's gotten it right, and it is good for the Big Ten that they do. I think that'll really enhance the West especially. But they're bringing one of their own back, so that's something that I think Nebraska, again, it feels like they finally got it right after a number of head coaches.
There's a couple things that we can go, a couple different directions we can go in that comment, but I want to go with enhancing the West, because there's been a lot of discussion today about the imbalance, and I think we all see it every year. You look at the East and the West, but they tried legends and leaders. They tried the historical bounces, and people wanted the geographic rivalries. Right. They didn't like the fact that Iowa and Wisconsin weren't playing. So now that you've got geography in the East and West, you sort of have to live with the imbalance a little bit. there's been talk today about whether the Big Ten needs to address this or not. Do you think it's a long-term problem for the league?
I don't know if it's a long-term problem. You know, obviously Wisconsin is picked by many to win it. So, you know, you have a very strong team there. Again, I mentioned Nebraska. I think it's important for the Big Ten that Nebraska is good. They may balance out that West if they get better with recruiting. And, of course, Scott Frost brings them along like he did at other places. And, you know, the East seems to be the division that has the power the strongest from top to bottom. But, you know, there's different cycles, too, as well in college football, as you guys seen. I would like to see one like a Michigan State go over to the West. That would have been a good, I think, if you're going to talk about realignment, do it that way. But the geographic, it makes sense right now where geographically what's going on. The only good thing about it, if you're in the West, you have a chance to win it. I mean, you really do as compared to the East. I think the East is really the big three over there. But in the West, it can be, in time, anybody's ball game.
Has Wisconsin pulled away a little bit in the West the last couple of years, though?
Yeah, they have. They pulled away. You know, they've got a great program. The difference with Wisconsin and is because they've had the great running back. I think they've had a 10-year run of running backs that are better than any other 10-year run in the West. Okay, not necessarily East, but in the West. And that's why they pulled away. Their offense is suited for the running back, and they've managed to recruit, retain, and get and have good running backs, and they have another one, good one in this year.
Let's talk a little about the Hawkeyes a little bit before we get back to the rest of the Big Ten. Kirk bringing Nate Stanley with him to Chicago kind of opened up a lot of eyes.
Sure.
It's only the second time he's ever brought a non-senior.
Right.
You're a guy who knows a thing or two about quarterback play, and what do you see when you look at Nate Stanley?
Big, strong guy with a powerful arm, hard to bring down, has all the size to, you know, see the field, the height, everything. As far as skill set, he has the tools you want. Where he needs to improve, in my opinion, is just, and he will through experience. Number one is seeing the entire field. I think he still needs to progress in terms of reading coverages and getting the ball off on time. And then dumping it down to your second, third receiver. And that'll come in time. I remember my first year starting. Heck, I was like, all right, first guy, please be open. And I did that a lot. And then maybe I had number two. But he'll get better with that. And then I think the other thing he needs to work on is touch, a little touch and accuracy, just knowing how to throw over the linebacker and underneath the safety a little bit more instead of just trying to bullet it in there, knowing that you don't have to have the drill shot when the guy's 5 yards away and just smoke it at him, you know, put a little touch on the ball, give him a catchable ball, and let him turn and run. So I think those things right there for Nate Stanley is still out there. The touch factor will be the biggest improvement if he can do that. But as far as the cerebral part of the game, I think he'll – I mean, his first year of starting, guys, was – people asked me. I said, well, he's much better than I was my first year. It's unbelievable.
And it's interesting because it's been a long time since Iowa has had a quarterback with that kind of size, with that kind of tangibles, the strength,
right,
like you bring up. But how much of an emphasis now is it going to be to try to get the offense and more guys around him? The receivers have been much maligned. They're replacing Akram Wadley in the running game. The offensive line hasn't quite – that unit hasn't quite gelled the last couple of years.
Yeah, they need some pieces around him. I mean, I was fortunate to have those pieces around me. And he does need that. I think he needs another, as you mentioned, Alex, he needs a wide receiver to stretch the field because he does have the arm. He needs somebody who can stretch it with the arm. And then they need that running back as well. I mean, that offense is really centered around the running back position, not the quarterback position. You know, you see the spread offense, which is quarterback, centered around the quarterback position. But this is a running back offense, so they need to start there. Much like I compare it to Wisconsin. Wisconsin has that running back offense. Well, Iowa is very similar to it. And that's why they need that running back to really help Nate Stanley, especially not only in the running game, but using that back out of the backfield as well. So stretch with the wide receiver. You need the running back. Yeah, the offensive line needs to gel, no question about it. Their tight ends are their strength. They're going to have to find ways to move Hockenson and Fant around in that formation to get those guys to football. That'll be key to their success.
Chuck Long with us talking Hawkeye football as well as the rest of the Big Ten and the Big Ten West as we make our way toward 7 o'clock tonight from day one of two here in downtown Chicago, Big Ten Media Days. We've talked about Paul Christ and the Badgers being the leader in the clubhouse right now. What needs to go right for Iowa in order to compete for the Big Ten West title this year and maybe surpass Wisconsin?
Well, you have four home games to start off with. You got to take care of your home four games right off the bat. And there's some challenges in there. You know, you have Northern Illinois, and then you have Iowa State's has a good football team. And then you have UNI, you know, they have a good team coming back. And, of course, Wisconsin. So it's just getting some confidence built and finding that running back, getting some confidence, hopefully finding that go-to wide receiver going into that Wisconsin game. Because it is early, and many times teams don't know themselves yet after three or four games. But they need to know early because that Wisconsin game is early.
And how much of a challenge is that going to be to kind of find themselves early? Because we mentioned what's coming back, and there's some talent there, but they're also replacing a lot of guys. And you can't really look at a position group on this team right now and not wonder about a player here or a player there.
Yeah, people talk about the offense a lot, but you know, replacing those three linebackers on defense is going to be a chore and a challenge. Those guys had a lot of starts. They were arguably the best three in the country together. I would have to agree with that. And that's going to be a chore replacing a guy like Josie Jewell, especially in the middle. You know, right down the middle of that Iowa defense with their tackles and their backers and their safeties, they need to find some stability there along that. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of up the middle running on Iowa. So that's going to be a challenge for Phil Parker and his staff. But there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of questions right now. I think Kirk's done a good job of downplaying it. Just, hey, we just got to work at it and see where we are. I don't think he really knows where they are right now. And he probably, you know, nobody should at this point in time. But this training camp, I think, is one of the biggest training camps that Kirk's will have in a long time.
Let's take a look at another team in the Big Ten West. This is a big year for P.J. Fleck in Minnesota.
Right.
You're number two for him. What do you want to see out of the Gophers this year?
Well, you want to see progress. They, you know, that was a bowl team. What? They went to the bowl game 5 years in a row, you know, under
Jerry Kill and then Tracy Clays.
And those guys were rolling pretty good, and here he comes in and they don't go to a bowl game. He needs to get back to that bowl game pretty quick. Otherwise, the faithful will say, hey, what's going on here? We went to five in a row. So there's some pressure there. I think he's done a good job in recruiting. Obviously, he mentioned today in his presser that he has one of the youngest teams in the country. So he is building a foundation there, and he did that at Central Michigan as well. So that's something where he's used to it. But he certainly has a lot of energy, guys. You saw that. He has a lot of energy, and that's what they need at a place like Minnesota. Hard place to recruit to, and you need to go to those Sunshine States to get kids, but it looks like he's getting better with that. But he needs to start getting into that bowl picture again because they were there.
Another place it's hard to recruit to is West Lafayette, Indiana. But Jeff Brohm seemed to turn the corner pretty quickly in year number one there. They had a little bit of a scare. His name was coming up with the Tennessee job, some of the other openings. But back in West Lafayette, do you see them as maybe a dark horse candidate in the West this
year?
I do.
I really like what Jeff Brohm's done at Purdue. He has totally changed the culture of that team almost overnight. One of my coaches of the year actually last year, because Purdue was just, you know, they're rock bottom, and he came in there and look what he's done just on attitude alone. But they have really two good quarterbacks in Blau and Sindelar, and I really liked the Sindelar kid the way he came on the last part of the season. So you guys saw the game against Iowa. I mean, he had a heck of a game against Iowa. So this is a dark horse team in the West, and everybody's paying attention to Purdue, I promise you that. It's a good football team.
What do you make of the dynamic right now with the coaches in the Big Ten West? Because you have the young, energetic guys, the Jeff Brohms, the P.J. Fleck, and Scott Frost. And then you have someone of the old school, Kirk Ferentz, Pat Fitzgerald, Paul Christ. It's a strange dynamic.
Yeah, you have a balance. You have a balance of young and older guys. And I think it's a good balance. It's healthy. And, of course, the Big Ten has turned over somewhat and bringing these young coaches in, but I like the enthusiasm of the young coaches. I think you need to have that. So, in a way, it's refreshing. It's refreshing to get some of those young guys in there and with a different kind of attitude and a different view on things for the Big Ten. So, I look at it as a balanced situation, and it's healthy.
Alex brought up Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern. This is a team that won 10 games a year ago. Why is nobody talking about Northwestern? Is it the uncertainty with Thorson?
Certainly with Thorson, but they should be talking about him. I think that they're going to be right in the hunt again in the West. And they've never gone to Indy under Fitz, and that's something that's still out there for them. So they still have that hunger for that. But they're going to have a good football team again, not just a quarterback. But, man, Coach Fitzgerald's done a nice job in recruiting. He recruits the right kid for their program, and he's kept them at a high level right now. But their wins the last 3 years is the best in their history. But they want to take that next step, so that keeps the hunger. But, yeah, they're going to be in a conversation the entire year.
I want to circle back around to the Hawkeyes for just a second because we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Brian Ferentz. You've been an offensive coordinator before. We were chatting last year about what kind of steps we'll see in year one. It was somewhat turbulent. You saw flashes of brilliance from Nate Stanley, and you saw a lot of inconsistency. How would you assess Brian Ferentz's first year as the offensive coordinator?
Oh, I think it was okay. I think you just mentioned it, Alex. I think he had his ups and downs during the year. You know, they were so explosive against Ohio State, and then they lose to Purdue with no explosion. Everybody wants that offensive coordinator seat. They think they can do it. It's a very, very difficult seat. It's really hard to do. And, you know, it's not only calling the current play, but it's thinking three or four plays down the road or setting up a play in the first quarter to help a play in the fourth quarter. Those are all the little things you have to think about. And then you have to adhere your offense or wrap your offense around the players that you have. I mean, I was a proponent of that. We had a base system. But I always said, okay, who do we have, and what do they do best, and let's give them the four or five plays they do best, and let her rip. Sometimes you can do too much, and I thought Brian at times did too much. I could always see by their game plan. They have all these plays on their game plan. I go, uh-oh, that's too much. So I could always see it on TV, you know, if they have a big game plan or not. And knowing your team, the whole key of coordinating is not how many plays you know or how much football you know. It's what you do with your players and what they know and what they can absorb. And that's a hard thing to understand. It's easy to say, but you got to know what your players can do. I'll give you an example. I've gone into seasons with many plays in the playbook in the arsenal, and then this year this team's different. You're like, oh, they just don't know as much as last year's team. Let's scale this thing back. The important thing for coordinators is more scale back than add. And that's where I think Brian will learn from year one to year two how to scale back according to what his team can do.
I think a lot of people were theorizing when he was named offensive coordinator that he was going to be the guy to help his dad move sort of into 2018. The small details within a football program like blackout uniforms, like bringing in junior college transfers, graduate transfers, we're starting to see a little bit. How much do you think that's Brian Ferentz's footprint?
I think it's a little bit. I think Brian has brought some new strategies to recruiting. I think he's enhanced that. So I think there's some Brian Ferentz influence there. Kirk is not going to do anything that's going to be outside of his comfort zone, so to speak. You know, he knows what's best for the program, and as a head coach, he's going to do what's best. But I do believe Kirk has progressed or wants to stay in the progressive mode in recruiting. A lot of coaches don't do that at his age. They say, you know what, I've had enough of this, I'm out. and that's, but he's managed to let his staff teach him, hey, this is where it's going right now in recruiting, and this is what we need to be. And Coach Ferentz has all been all for that and on top of that.
20 years at Iowa.
Yeah.
You were there at the very beginning.
Right.
When you look at that, and let's go beyond that, 40 years between Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz, two coaches, 40 years. What has that meant for your alma mater, that stability?
Oh, stability. Well, a great example is next door in Nebraska. You know, they had that stability. Then what happened, guys? They went through four or five coaches, five of them or so, right in a row there, it was a very stable program, all of a sudden became unstable. Hopefully they have that stability back with Scott Frost. But that gives you an example right next door of what could happen if you're not careful. And it can happen fast. So you see two head coaches in 40 years, most stable program in the country right now.
I find myself asking this a lot, and I think a lot of people around the country do. How is this program able to be so stable? Because you go back to when these blue blood programs were, or they get all the talent and they run pro style offense. They don't have to do anything tricky. So then the spread offense comes along, and that kind of cancels some things out. But this program with 2- and 3-star recruits is able to run a pro style offense. Is able to continue to do the things that they do. I find myself asking how a lot.
Well, number one, it's a fan base that doesn't expect championships every year. That helps. You know, they want you to compete at Iowa. The fan base at Iowa wants you to compete. They want you to be in every game and play hard till the end. But it's not a fan base that says we have to win a championship every year or you're out. Like Nebraska, I mentioned Nebraska. They're living off their national championships in the 90s, so it's not that way anymore. So they've gone through a series of coaches there. You know, I was at Oklahoma, and it's all about national championships there. And you have to win those. You have to be in the hunt every year. Or, you know, the head coach has been pretty stable there, but there's been a lot of assistants go through. So it starts with the fan base, and I think the expectations are, hey, compete at a high level. We want you to win and go to bowl games, not necessarily a national championship. So that's one factor that's kept Hayden Fry and Kirk there a long, long time. To answer your question, Alex, yeah, he's had a system that he believes in. And I believe you can sell any system to your team if you're behind it, if you believe in it, if you're passionate about it. I came from a high school that won a state championship game, and we threw the ball 4 times a game. But we believed in the system, and we worked it to perfection. So, and Kirk has developed, recruited and developed to his system, and that's the key. Believe it or not, a lot of coaches sometimes don't do that. They'll have a system, and they don't necessarily recruit the players to that system. They go out and try to get out the best players, the 4- and 5-star kids, but those kids may not have fit that system, and that's where a lot of head coaches go wrong.
Chuck Long, gut feeling this year on the Hawkeyes, given that schedule. Everybody's talked about how favorable the schedule is this year for Iowa.
I don't see more than 8 wins there, but I do see a winning season. I think getting to 9 will be really difficult unless they can find a solid running game and another wide receiver that can stretch the field. If they can get that, they have a chance to get to that 9th win. That's what I see right now. Of course, their schedule is going to be tough. They don't take Northern Illinois lightly or you and I lightly. Iowa State's got a good football team. So those 3 games right there will tell a lot.
Chuck, always appreciate you stopping by and making time for us in Eastern Iowa here at Big Ten Media Days. Thanks a lot.
Good to be here, guys. Good to be here.
Former Hawkeye quarterback Chuck Long with us from Radio Row as day one continues on here at Big Ten Media Days at the Marriott in downtown Chicago. We'll step aside and take a quick break. More after this.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Friday, July 27th, Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Fetty Wap.
Yeah, she's mine. Wonder when she'll be mine.
Sean Kingston.
So beautiful girl.
And Mike Jones, live at the U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Fetty Wap, Sean Kingston, and Mike Jones.
live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Friday, July 27th. Get your tickets now.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Welcome back in, and that is going to do it. I know it's hard to believe. 4 hours is essentially in the books. We're going to do it again tomorrow, folks, so we invite you along for the ride. We will not have Kirk Ferentz with us for the second day in a row. However, he is at the podium tomorrow. Should he say anything of interest, we'll bring that to you. We are going to have Matt Nelson and Parker Hesse, along with, we believe, P.J. Fleck, head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Couple other writers.
Dan Murphy of ESPN is going to join us. Scott Docterman, now of The Athletic, will join us. And there will be some other surprises as well.
And we didn't get Doug or Daddy on the show today.
Oh, that's
so
right.
That means
that's priority number one.
4 hours to try to fit them into the schedule tomorrow. Nate Stanley joined us earlier today and played Which One's Daddy. He was wrong.
It was Which One's Doug.
It was Which One's Doug?
I
oh, and he
so.
Went the other. Okay, well, Which One's Daddy would have been a better name. But Alex is getting hungry. He wants to get out of here and eat a steak tonight, and that is exactly what we're going to do. If you missed anything, I want you to download the podcast, all 4 hours of it. It's available at kgymradio.com. Poll questions there as well. What do you think about the Big Ten? Is the perception that there's imbalance between the East and the West a bad thing for the Big Ten? Podcast, kgymradio.com. Join us again tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union service.